mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Latest developments in the economy and Obama's betrayal of his promises. I talked about this yesterday. A Rasmussen poll shows the lowest ever for Obama and the lowest ever for any president 8 months into their administration. This is a meteoric rise and a meteoric drop, like a shooting star down towards the surface of the earth. Barack Obama, 41 points. I want to talk about this. Also, it's finally getting attention out on the internet. I'm proud to say we broke it back on August 6th, and now people are finally noticing that a big international swine flu symposium with government officials that was held over the weekend in Washington, D.C., talks about quarantines, lockdowns of cities, mass graves, arresting citizens, the public schools, if your child shows any signs of illness, taking them without asking you to a local FEMA center. It's all in there. And Paul Watson just got a new story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Authorities prepare to seize kids during swine flu pandemic. Kurt Nemo actually wrote a great story on this back on August 6th, but the headline... Now, people accuse us of having sensational headlines. Actually, I've talked to my writers, and I've said, listen, if a document says they're going to take your kids, you might want to put that in the headline. So we've kind of reissued the story with that headline, with the latest info and some background on it from Paul Watson. Authorities prepare to seize kids during swine flu pandemic. We'll be going over that, and we'll be also taking your phone calls on a whole host of issues. It's also come out in the last week, Governor Ridge and others have admitted that they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. Now, we already knew this. This is in my film, Road to Tyranny. It's in Martial Law. Again, not tooting our horn, just proving that we were right again on every major issue. But now you have Governor Ridge and the Washington Post admitting it, so I want to discuss that. Plus, not just Blackwater, reportedly in FBI filings and federal court filings, not just Blackwater running hit squads worldwide, but hit squads of political enemies of Dick Cheney and others, and underage pedophilia with little girls, wife swapping, just total Sodom and Gomorrah out of the little Christian Eric the Hitman Prince, a true villain, if there ever was one, according to all these reports that are coming out. But that's who runs the world. It's a gangster's world, where the more ruthless, the more cunning, the more vicious. I mean, these guys all one-up each other. That's why when Zbigniew Brzezinski walks into the room, elitist Twitter, because he's a guy that openly writes two books bragging about how he funded Pol Pot to kill 3 million people, or 30% of a country. That's what gets respect. That's value. That's wealth to the elite. That's how they roll. That's why we've got video of Jay Rockefeller in Senate hearings literally worshiping. It's going to be in the new film. Literally, literally worshiping. Worshiping. John P. Holdren, the eco-science scientist, and saying he walks on water, because it was Holdren's plan that was adopted into world law by the shadow world government, the planetary governorship, by the late 1970s. So to him, I mean, he's the master architect. He gets great respect. They love him. Oh, you're poisoning the water.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So busy making the film that I haven't produced a trailer. I haven't done any write-ups. I haven't done any pre-promotion. And pre-promotion is 90% of a film. Doesn't matter if I make what many people believe are some of the definitive documentaries on the New World Order, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Police State 2000, The Order of Death. It doesn't matter, because promotion is everything. And I've got a lot of other big projects going on. I'm not whining. I'm just explaining what's going on here. So I'm going to go ahead and put up some graphics and some of the artwork and some of the covers we're looking at for the film. I'm going to go ahead and put that up later this afternoon at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I will, on air, really stream of consciousness, because I haven't written anything up yet, break down what the film covers and what it goes over and how it's different from the Obama deception and what the name of the film is. I will do that coming up in 15 minutes, or I'll do it at the 8 after, basically an hour from now. I will break it down, and then Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, whoever wants to, can put this out. And we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead, and tomorrow at high noon, 1 hour into the show, we will launch the trailer. We have a basic trailer done. I will go ahead and release that trailer tomorrow. I also have a Jesse Ventura interview I did last Wednesday, and it's already Monday, in Los Angeles. Very interesting, very informative. We're going to play at least part of that tomorrow as well. So that is coming up today. In about an hour, I will announce the name of the new film and what it covers and what it goes over. And then my guys will do a write-up on the film. And I would just ask everybody, because it's a team effort here. We reach millions and millions of people every week. We reach tens of millions of people through each film. We are hitting pay dirt in the info war at every level. I mean, every time we get up to bat, we're hitting home runs and grand slams here. It's just that there is more that needs to be done. And so I'm not beating myself up. I just realize that time gets away from me, and I'm so focused on finishing this film by late September and releasing it in the latter half of October. That I will certainly need your help promoting the release of the new film. And it will be free, of course, on YouTube. Google shut down Google Video. They don't like to upload anymore, but it'll be all over hundreds and hundreds of video sites. And we don't just promote it. We encourage it. We love it. We link to it. And it will go on pre-sale in late September, and whoever orders in the pre-sale, we get it about 2 weeks after it goes on pre-sale, then we have it all packaged up and ready to ship out the day it's released. We even start shipping them out a few days before it's released. And it is your purchase of the DVD that makes these films even possible, and the folks at PrisonPlanet.tv that will be able to see it in the highest quality. We're trying to post this new film in true HD for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We're trying to get some of the older films up in true HD. But then there's an issue of capital just to have the people in here to upload it and encode it and do it. And just God help us. God help us. Because I have taken on as much as I can. And again, we've had a great impact, and that's what's frustrating, is that we could have an even bigger impact. Victory is within sight against the New World Order if we believe we can beat them. And if we don't replace their world government with some new tyranny. And then there is that pre-planned, pre-implanted missionariate protectorate that we're going to lose and the world government's going to come and we're going to be enslaved. And it's like a foregone conclusion, a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's the only problem we really face. And boy, is that not a giant, complex, huge issue in and of itself. I am absolutely fired up right now. I mean, what do? You make films, the radio show suffers. You focus on radio, the films suffer. You focus on films and radio, then you've got your basic human resources crap to deal with constantly. And everything else. And I'm not a perfectionist. I'm far from it. I'm somebody that does launch operations. It's just, I don't know, my plate is so full. So full of information. I have 7 stacks of vital, off-the-charts news of such import it makes my head spin. And my head is spinning. Oh, my God. Authorities prepare to seize kids during swine flu pandemic. International Swine Flu Summit trains responders to enforce quarantines, mass vaccinations, deal with riots and unrest, as well as mass graves. Authorities, officials, gods, first-class citizens, that's what that word means. Authorities are preparing to seize children from schools and set up quarantines and morgues, conduct mass vaccinations, and deal with riots and unrest, according to an international swine flu summit recently held in Washington, D.C., which was attended by distinguished scientists, industry leaders, and top health officials from all over the globe. A conference first discussed by this website 3 weeks ago has now taken place, with health authorities meeting at the end of last week to finalize response plans to a swine flu pandemic that has been all but guaranteed to occur this coming fall. According to the PDF information leaflet released before the meeting, attendees were briefed on how to conduct morgue operations, manage and the eruption in food supplies and manage panic caused by sudden disruption of services and interruptions in essential food services. During a swine flu pandemic, their duties would also include dealing with civil disturbances, controlling and diffusing social unrest and public disorder, carrying out vaccination programs, and enforcing quarantines, according to the conference documentation. One of the most shocking modules of the conference deals with schools, universities, pandemic planning, and strongly implies that authorities will usurp parental rights over children in the event of swine flu pandemic. Well, it says it'll take your kids and take them to facilities. I mean, yeah, they've always had these drills. That's what they do. Got the Washington Post admitting that during martial law, they're going to take your kids. And we've videotaped drills where they do just that. To, quote, protect the children from homeschooling militias that are trying to kill them. AP, you can't make these federal scripts up. Demonization campaigns. Concurrent breakout session 10 outlines plans to train teachers to screen for symptoms and know what to do when students, teachers fall ill before transporting ill students, which presumably means transporting them to quarantine zones, whether or without the consent of parents. The use of schools as shelters and quarantine centers is also mentioned. Forced inoculations is mentioned. We also documented authorities have been training to raid and remove children from schools during times of emergency for over a decade, mainly under the auspices of preparing for school shootings or during drug sweeps. In October 2001, government goons swooped in and kidnapped and removed 115 children from Heartland Christian Academy without a warrant. Children were forcibly loaded onto buses like criminals as they screamed for help in the shock scene featured in The Road to Tyranny. Earlier this month, we reported on a Maine high school was taken over by the Marines in a drill focused around riots during a mass vaccination program. In the scenario, the rioters were begging to be vaccinated, but obviously the opposite is likely to be the case in a mandatory vaccination program is announced. If there are riots, then this will consist of people refusing to take the shot. A YouTuber posted the following video, which covers some of the issues raised by the swine flu conference. And Watson, that's a great article you wrote in 30 minutes. I told him to write that right before the show. But I think it was in Maine, I think it was Army. Though there have been drills with Marines training to, quote, put children in FEMA camps under martial law, Hobbs Middle School, Pensacola, Florida. Yeah, that's a National Guard takes over for swine flu riot drill. But there have been Marines running checkpoints for drunk drivers and whatnot. All right, we're going to come back, get into Obama's approval rating.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become?
My sweetest.
greatest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end.
All right.
And you could have it all.
The empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in. Look, let's just do this. I've thrown out the news. You know, Obama is headed towards 40 points. He's at 41 right now, which has never before been seen 8 months into a presidency. I mean, that's 5 points lower than the previous record held by Jimmy Carter. He is absolutely going to stage a terrorist attack or some type of crisis. Guaranteed, unless Barack Obama is the false flag himself. Unless he was meant to come make all these promises and then just be torn apart politically and then serve as some type of sacrificial political lamb on the altar for the screaming horde. To be politically torn limb from limb. I don't know. I mean, is the false flag the fact that the American people are going to riot over the economy falling apart while the media lies and says everything's wonderful as record unemployment intensifies, as record store closures and real estate and commercial real estate, and the media just keeps parroting that everything's wonderful and everything's turned around as the $23.7 trillion just in the U.S. alone starts hitting the streets and commodities start going up? Hyper stagflation. They're trying to use depression on Main Street to cover the hyperinflation in the currency. Very bizarre balancing act, and it's worked a little bit so far for the establishment to keep their wealth, not the people. It's wrecking the real economy. And I guess that's why I'm so frustrated. Not in a bad way, not in a good way. It's just frustrated. It's burning. I'm burning with something past desire. I'm seized by it. It's past disgust. It's past anger. It's indescribable. I am completely overwhelmed from the tips of my fingers to the depths of my guts, from the recesses of my brain to the tips of my toes, with wonderment that government is so outrageously corrupt, so outrageously evil, so outrageously kleptocratic and larcenous. I mean, there's all these big freakouts all over the British and Swedish and Dutch and Israeli news. And Benjamin Netanyahu so upset and angry. And how dare the Swedish newspaper show pictures of people that have clearly had their organs removed? You know, how dare they imply that Israel is killing people and selling their organs? Sweden's biggest newspaper reporting that over a week ago. I finally had time to research it. I mean, of course, U.S. forces, contractors have been caught. It's in my film, Martial Law, made in 2004 about the organ harvesting. China has organ harvesting. U.S. hospitals, by 1992, I remember seeing 60 Minutes TV shows about it. Never forget 1992, sitting in my grandfather's house, watching 60 Minutes with him on Sunday. We did that when I'd go over there after dinner on Sunday sometimes. And they were admitting hospitals were killing people in the U.S. for their organs. Of course Israel's taking people's organs. But see, it's more sophisticated. The whole world's killing people for organs. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I got a message for the government. It's a good song. Let's play a little bit of this. I'm going to break down the whole Israeli organ situation. Now it ties into New Jersey. It's how the government rolls. It's there to literally suck your blood.
A message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I stay committed, give a f- I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it off?
Now ask yourself.
yourself who's the one with the most to gain. On 9/11, most people couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief, follow. Waving flags, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
That's right, the country was on the edge of revolution. Under Bush, they put a black face on the New World Order. Everybody sat down and shut up. But it wore off quickly. Obama plunging on average 2 points a week. This is never before seen. This plunge is absolutely terminal. Let me just tell the globalists something. I'm sure they've already figured this out. You're going to fail when you nuke a major city or you start World War III or you release a bioweapon. It's not going to work. It's over. The people know you're criminals and there's nothing you can do to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You know, coming up later in the last hour, if I have time, we actually broke this 8 years ago on my local TV show. I was sent videos by people inside CNN. And that's where this video comes from. And then 4 years ago, there's a Prison Planet article on it, and a year ago on it. I just point that out because people keep emailing me saying, have you seen this? Have you seen this video of fake CNN broadcast at the start of the Gulf War inside a sound studio with a blue screen, without the blue screen, chroma key turned on, with them staging and saying that sarin Scud missiles have been launched? Yes, we broke it. We know about it. And I was digging around last night up here in a bunch of videos, but I've got 3 storage sheds full as well. Back then it was just really me and one other guy, so I didn't chronicle and librarian all this stuff like I was supposed to. Didn't file it right. We also have a Dan Rather somewhere, and this may be on the web. I looked for it last night and couldn't find it. A Dan Rather fake newscast that people inside CBS leaked later. And we didn't break this. This was actually played on some local PBS stations around the country. I forget the name of it. It was a documentary, but this came out in the late 90s, like 97 or so. Showing fake newscast as well with Dan Rather. So, look, you think the CNN's bad. I can't keep track of all the lies. That's my point. Later in the last hour, when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to play the live feeds of CNN doing fake Scud attacks, okay, from the studio. They're not on a roof with palm trees. And then we'll cut to behind-the-scenes video leaked out of CNN where they're sitting around laughing and joking and doing Donald Duck characters. And, I mean, it's so ridiculous. But you look at how low-tech this is, then we'll flip over to live CNN and how glossy and slick. Because back then, they had journalists who they were ordering to act. You understand? So it looks like a bad high school play. Now they've got actors posing as journalists. Comprende? That's what I mean. When I say I can't cover it all, it's just all insane. I think I've mentioned 3 things in my stack. There's probably 150 things or more that I've got that are all of the same giant importance. It's just all complete fraud. Oh, God. Meanwhile, the reality is they are poisoning our water and food. And I can't help who I am. I can't help but fight them and scream at them and yell at them and try to warn people, knowing it that they can play dirty tricks or kill me or set me up, and I'm not happy about that. And then I just think about the idiots that are going to set me up or kill me, and I'm like, you morons, you're under attack by the same crap. It's like burning down your own house, cutting off your own nose to spite your face. It is ridiculous, and that's what's so ridiculous about evil. We pay taxes to have them put hundreds and hundreds of poisons in our water under the take-all name of fluoride. We pay to have GMO food. We pay more for it. We pay to have it filled with fillers and toxins and poisons. We pay to have the soaps we use be toxic detergents with all the toxic waste leftovers of oil production dumped into it. We pay to be raped. We pay to be scammed. That's the trick of evil, is that people think it gets them ahead. They think they get away with something. You don't get anything but hell and death out of evil. And I'm not on some preacher high horse here, ladies and gentlemen. I got a big, fat evil streak right down the middle of my back. That's why I can see this stuff. But I got a lot bigger stripe right down my soul of love and liberty and sweetness and goodness. And I just can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. It all just coming on the show with sponsors and giggling and taking calls and having fun almost does the job for the enemy. Just kind of calmly talking about all this like it's no big deal. And I'm so sick of people. I mean, I notice it. The same COINTELPRO people will be in hundreds of YouTube videos under different fake accounts that are designed to look like real accounts saying the same thing under different names. And I just think about those idiots getting corporate money and government money and Pentagon money on record to attack me. Don't you jackasses get it that this is real and this isn't a joke? The joke is, I don't care if you make stuff up and try to put doubts in people's minds about me and, you know, do all the little talking points you follow. I don't care about me. I care about humanity and I care about you. And over the years, I've made the mistake of trying to reach out to enemies, and it's just, you're always stabbed in the back. They just don't care. It's just a primitive, mindless, spiritual blindness, and they revel. They're sitting there in a stew of their own cess, just happy, loving it, just rolling around in it. And I, at just an absolutely instinctive level, I just want to just stand up against them. I mean, here's an example. I can't articulate the subtle sophistications and pre-programmed isms and semantical lexicons that are involved. Because I will come on air and I will expose the Protestant Church or the Catholic Church or Zionist organizations or Masonic organizations. And when I attack all those groups, I'm not attacking Catholics. I'm not attacking Jews. I'm not attacking Masons. I'm not attacking the bought off Protestant church. I am pointing out how at the top, it's all run by the same system. I mean, how do you have the evil communist Chinese working with the evil U.S. government? Because they're just criminals. It's a criminal class. They have the same stinking language of keeping the sheep in the dark. And so I got up on air in 2004, 2005 and did radio show after radio show and made a film about U.S. forces, contractors, and Israeli forces killing people they tortured to death and then slicing them open and taking their lungs, liver, heart, and kidneys. And then even siphoning the blood off fresh so that there's fresh blood for any blood transfusion with the person's blood type, it matches. And then they fly it into New York and New Jersey and California, and they fly it into Israel, and they fly it into China, and they fly it into Japan. I mean, where do you think Jobs and people like that, you know, nobody else can get a liver, but he magically gets one in Tennessee. And they've got facilities all over that do this. And it's admitted China advertises they have fresh livers. They have mobile execution vans. China advertises this. It's in BBC and Times of London. But then meanwhile, the State Department comes out 3 years ago and says it's all a conspiracy theory. None of it exists. When previous State Department letters decried it, because our government is involved. 60 Minutes back in the early 1990s did specials on it. I've told the story. My dad, an oral surgeon, rewiring jaws, working in hospital sometimes late night, he just said to me, when I was going, when I was 15, about to get my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he said, because some hospitals in Dallas, I've been told by physicians, will not render care because they'll harvest your organs, even if you're not brain dead, especially young people. And he said, don't sign it. And I didn't really believe it, but I still didn't sign it. Then years later, when I'm like, well, not just 3 or 4 years later, I guess, was it 92, 93, I'm sitting there watching 60 Minutes. We're in Chicago. They were killing people for their organs. Now, I'm the person who made a film about Israel involved in organ harvesting, okay? I'm the first person to talk about it, okay? So then when I go further and talk about how it's widespread, then the government agents will say, I'm covering up saying Israel isn't involved. See, and that's just one example of thousands of how disinformation works. I saw comments from our article we wrote on August 6th. Here's another example. An article we wrote August 6th about this international flu pandemic symposium in D.C. We broke it because a listener called and sent it to us. Now it's big news. And then it says in that article, in the newest one that Kurt posted, a video of somebody talking about it, it says in there, oh, look, Alex is lying. This doesn't exist because schools already started. Teachers couldn't be there at the symposium. Now, see what warped, mindless laziness that is? Instead of researching real information, that's how COINTELPRO, probably COINTELPRO works. Because no one's really that stupid. Obviously, this isn't regular teachers there. This is administrators, state administrators that go back and give the total orders. That's how this works. Of course, your local teacher isn't there on the 20th. Most school starts today, by the way. But it doesn't even, see, that's even bull. But that's what I mean. I mean, I've still got people running around saying I'm lying about FEMA. My God, I understand all their information. I told you Madoff would die of cancer months ago on air. We don't have the staff to find that. He just walked in with Reuters. Madoff dying of cancer, fellow inmates saying, see? I just understand everything. I understand everything they're doing. You understand the torture of this? Knowing everything they're going to do, how they're going to do it, how their tricks work. And I'm not saying I'm smart. I don't understand how I know everything they're going to do. Did you not hear me over and over again say Madoff would soon die of cancer? I said over and over again, and we need to just hire an employee who just marks down my predictions. Ow, man, I almost broke my hand earlier when I was slamming into the... I just can't do it anymore. They are poisoning your water. They are killing you. It is real. I just can't handle it. I mean, I can't sit here calmly while all this is going on, acting like it's not that big of a deal. I am legitimately freaked out. I can't handle it anymore. I don't understand why we have to be part of this evil. I don't understand why this evil has to go on. Just because as much as I've told you, I can't even begin to explain what I know. I just know everything they're going to do. I don't know how I know it. It's just all I do is study these people, and it's sickening. That's what I mean. Going back to the Israel thing, the point is that I have to come on air and talk about Israel and organ harvesting. I have to tell the truth. I have to talk about issues like that, okay? Just like I talked about China doing it, and just like I talked about U.S. hospitals doing it. So see, I have to come on air and talk about Israel doing it, even though I don't want to be demonized and attacked by the media as being, you know, anti-Semitic, which isn't true, but they use that label. But then I've got to be intellectually honest and go, by the way, this isn't just Israel. This corruption is from China to Japan to the United States. And yes, Israel's running a ring into New Jersey. Of course they're people they shoot or kill. Of course they're taking them and harvesting their organs. That's a big part of why the forces are in Iraq. I mean, they take them out of Abu Ghraib by the hundreds zippered from their chin down to their private parts. They open them up and they take the organs out. They do it as quickly as possible, surgically. But see, if we just make it about Israel, see, why is the media only covering it with Israel? Because, see, then they can make it an anti-Semitic issue to talk about the organs. But if we come out and say everybody's doing it, which is the truth, then people will finally have a paradigm shift and realize we have a culture, a class of criminals that are Chinese, Jewish, German, all over the place, working together to do this. But see, you don't see it in the major news about how governments worldwide are doing this. See, that's even more frightening because the truth is always stranger than fiction. So see, I'm trailblazing, exposing Israel for false flag terror, for USS Liberty. But then when I point out, oh, and the U.S. government was involved with Israel, then it's supposedly covering up for Israel when it isn't. It's exposing the entire paradigm. You understand?
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
A week before sentencing, he supposedly dies while in Aspen, Colorado at a resort. And then the whole thing was hush-hush. Madoff, same deal. Either they're going to stage his death or they gave him a quick-acting cancer, or he was already dying of cancer. And he said, look, the 100-plus billion we've stolen and leveraged, let my family have it. I'll go ahead and go to jail with this cancer. But I said on air repeatedly he would die of cancer or get cancer in the next 6 months. And I said that, what, 3-4 months ago? mean, I just can't. It's torture. It's torture knowing how they operate because I have to watch them get away with it with the gullible public, and I have to have the mindless, dumbed-down people argue with me all day. Bernard Madoff, convicted of swindling $65 billion, it's more like $100, through the biggest-ever Ponzi scheme, has told fellow prison inmates that he is dying of cancer, the New York Post reported on Monday, citing unnamed prison sources. Madoff, 71, who since June has been serving a 150-year sentence at the North Carolina Federal Prison, has been telling fellow inmates he does not have much longer to live, the Post cited an unofficial source is saying. The Post said there had been speculation that Madoff was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Earlier this year, inmates said Madoff was talking about 20 pills a day and not doing very well. The Post said Madoff's lawyer did not return messages Sunday and had previously declined to answer questions about whether Madoff had cancer. Reuters could not reach Madoff's lawyer, Sorkin, immediately for comment. The tabloid also reported Madoff is engaged in a number of surprising new activities with some unexpected social circles. A shirtless Madoff has joined weekly Native American religious purification ceremonies that involve prayers, heated rocks to induce sweat, and smoking from a ceremonial pipe. Well, hell yeah, if you're in prison, that's a lot better than hanging out with the gangbangers. I mean, that's what I'd be doing. The paper also reported that various gangs at the prison were trying to recruit Madoff, while some inmates regularly cook sandwich wraps for him at their cells. He'll stage his death, give him a face job in the next 6 months. Or they may have given him a hot shot they're about to give the American people. Oh, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. All right, look. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to come back and cover some more news. And at the 8 after, I'm going to get into the new film, announce the name, Paul Watson, off my rant, can do the write-up. Janae Meadows, our great graphics person, is going to go ahead and get a couple of different covers we're working on over, just the front covers, over to the Watson creature. And we will get that up, a big write-up for you by this evening. Appreciate the fun work everybody's doing. And tomorrow, sometime during the show, we're going to release the trailer for my new film. I've been meaning to do it the last few weeks. I've been so busy working on it, though, I haven't done any promotion. And I'll tell you the release date and all of that coming up at 8 after today. I hope everybody will get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and The Obama Deception. These are my two most important films. The Obama Deception is the biggest film I ever made. I think it's the second most important after Endgame, but it's only 2 hours long instead of 2 hours and 35 minutes. And it just shatters the left-right paradigm. It's designed for the general public, and that's why it's been so successful. So get it, make copies, get it out to everybody. Infowars.com to order it. And, yeah, we got the Obama, Joker, Fascist, Infowars.com, and New World Order t-shirts all available at Infowars.com right now. Be sure and get those as well. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I've gone over the fact that Obama's approval rating's down to 41, all-time low for any president 8 months in. They're going to stage terror. I mean, I just don't see any other way of them getting out of that. But we've exposed false flag terror and stage crises so much that governor associations saying we don't want 400,000 regular army troops on the streets. Everybody's waking up. The media is talking about stage provocations. It's come out that Bush was ordering fake terror alerts issued for political gain. Old news to this audience, but now in the Washington Post. I mean, governments do this, okay? And so people need to be aware of that. So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss all the plans to take your kids during the flu outbreak. And this round, they're going to take them, put them in FEMA centers, but then let them go that evening just to train you that we take your children sometimes to prison facilities, but we give them back. It's all part of slave training, a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. It's all psychology by these sickos. So we'll be going over that today at 20 after. We come out of break, the third segment of this hour. I will take your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. I'm just so alive. It's being conscious, being aware, being informed, trying to be informed. The decision to not be deceived. The decision to know what's going on in the world. The decision to want to know the secrets of the universe. The decision to be involved. The decision to face your fear. The decision. Setting your mind in motion. It is by will alone that you set your mind in motion. It's incredible. But they train people to think it's cool to be mentally lazy, and people get into being stupid, into wearing shutters on their eyes, blinders, into being mindless and into being selfish. You are missing out on the most incredible adventure ever! My life has been one amazing adventure. And I just ask God, how much more discernment am I going to be given? I mean, this is like almost more than I can handle right now. And to see them commit their crimes out in the open, to see them go on and on and on, never punished, always getting away with it. And the public loving getting scammed, loving getting raped, loving getting taken to the cleaners, loving all the lies, loving it. Well, I don't love it, I hate it. And you can take the words of Howard Beale from Network. All I know is at first you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. Well, I disagree with that. I think getting upset is important, but getting upset about real issues is more important. And deciding to know the truth, deciding to seek the truth, deciding to be informed and involved. Asking God to show you the truth. And deciding to stand up and to take action and to get involved. You just got to shake yourselves and wake up from the daydream you've been living in your whole life and look around you at all the beauty, all the majesty, all the incredible colors and light and You've also got to face the evil that's also here with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, we're going to get more into Obama's plunging approval ratings, what that means, what's happening with the economy, all this news coming out about Blackwater and murder for hire and pedophilia and everything else, and fake terror alerts issued by Bush, and just giant stacks of important news. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, his new book, Hoodwinked, coming out. He's going to be joining us coming up the next hour. In the last hour, I want to go over a whole host of issues, but also some CNN video clips of fake news and comparing how shoddy their fake news, all CIA run, was back in 1991 compared to now. I mean, you watch it, it's glistening. It is all just totally actor-driven. So I want the public to become aware of this. I know you're aware of it at an intellectual level, but let it really consciously sink in deep down. Okay? And CNN, it's been in the Washington Post, you know, they brag about it, that generals run it. The Pentagon runs it. And last night they had the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman on there just telling everybody how great Afghanistan was and how wonderful it is and big charts and graphs. I mean, it's just a total government production. Now you see FEMA on TV, even locally, and it's military officers locally commanding everyone. Oh, hi, I'm with the Marines. I'm with the Army. I'm with the Air Force. I run your local town now because we work for offshore banks and we're going to take everything you got. It's real funny how we conquered you, too. That's why our Constitution says no standing army inside the country, because in every case in history, the military, given enough time, will take over. Special interests get control of them, and they say, hey, we'll just use an excuse and take over. That's the easiest way to get rich and powerful. And they'll have use a bunch of high-tech propaganda, and people believe it. I mean, it's so much deeper down the rat hole past left, right, and all these stupid terms and issues. The whole media, the whole culture is, the dominant corporate media is the false world pulled up over your eyes to blind you from the truth, to paraphrase The Matrix. That's why when the AP calls or Reuters calls or the Wall Street Journal calls, they call all the time, every week. I go, no, I'm not doing the interview. And they go, why? And I go, because if this isn't a hit piece, then it won't be published. And then they always call back, Reuters, AP, Wall Street Journal, and they say, oh my gosh, this never happened to me before. Yeah, it was a fair story. And they just said no. Executives say no. I've never had them come down and do this. I go, yeah, they chose you because of your previous writing and your mindset and your worldview. They don't even have to handle you. They can look at your work. They know your type. You plug in. The minute you get off their reservation, you do that five or six times, they're going to fire you. But see, these smart-ass reporters never believe it until it happens to them. And they start saying, well, why won't you let me come interview you? Why won't you? Because I know it isn't going to get published. Fine. Come here, waste my time for a day, and then you'll see I'm right. I'm sick of it. Yes, you work for a major newspaper. Your editor is a spook. Your editor works for the Pentagon, for the offshore banks. Got it? The same people jacking your water supply with poisons. It's the same reason you got a high voice and you can't even get aroused for your wife. That's why. They hit you with chemical weapons. They mean business, pal. This isn't a game. You understand? These people are going for everything. They're ruthless. They're far beyond driven. They have absolutely no qualms about anything. Because if you're going to be evil, why not go all the way? That's their attitude. Well, my attitude is if you're going to be good, why not go all the way? So grow up and realize you're under attack by a scientific dictatorship. Okay, hold on. Said I was going to talk about my film. Your calls are coming up. Okay, this documentary... And I know Watson's writing an article off this. You don't have to use my exact words, Watson. This needs to be really a good story you're doing. We all multitask. We even do our backside work out, right out here in the open as he writes a blurb for this afternoon. This film, I meant to look at the calendar during the break. What's the Wednesday in October? Is it the 23rd or 22nd? I meant to write down the release date. I've got that in there. In one of the edit bays, but I forgot to get it during the break. See, I'm here to tell you about my film, and I've been so busy I haven't even lined all this out exactly. But I got to go ahead and announce it, because there was a jumping of the gun. Do what? 21st is a Wednesday. It's going to be released October 21st. Okay? Pre-ordering will start September 21st. All right? The film will already be being manufactured by then. I just... and then it'll be released at midnight October 21st at prisonplanet.tv. Okay? And I made the Obama deception. I did research for 2 or 3 months, but then we made it really in a month and a half. A rush job, biggest film I ever made. People think it's my best work just because we didn't fret too much about it and just got it done, get her done, as they say. This one I meant to put out quick. I didn't. I've spent, I don't know, spent quite a few months. I've already spent 4 months. It'll be 5 months making it. It has the biggest budget of any documentary I've ever made. We have conducted 19 sit-down interviews where I put crews on airplanes. 19. And there's probably 50 other interviews. I mean, man on the street. It's insane. My problem with this film is I did so many interviews. Let me tell you who's in it. Gerald Celente, Alan Watt. Let me write all these out. Just doing this live on air. Let me see. Gerald Celente, Alan Watt, Jesse Ventura, the climatologist, Tim Ball, John Perkins, Confessions of Any Kind of Hitman coming up, the Oath Keepers, Dr. Tenpenny, Webster Tarpley, Bob Bowman, George Humphrey. And the list just goes on and on. I mean, I'm here right now. Look at this job just to write down who we interviewed here. We went to tent cities, sent crews all over California. I mean, we've just, it goes on and on. Reading back over this list, there's a whole bunch of people I haven't mentioned here. Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen's interviewed in D.C. And the list just goes on and on. The research, the archives, the amount of material. Let me tell you what the film is about. It is a companion to the Obama deception, and it's about Obama and his lies and the frauds and the deception, but the overall agenda he's trying to implement of eugenics, of a world government, of a bank of the world, of the cashless society, of the federalization of the states, how they're bankrupting the states by design. The film starts with the economic takeover, how Obama's continuing that, what his larger agenda is, cap and trade, the eugenics, John P. Holdren, Jay Rockefeller, it's all in there. And the problem is how to boil this down to 2 hours. I'm trying to keep it at 120 minutes. And it is an unprecedented film, unprecedented scope, unprecedented research. I believe that it is going to rival or dwarf the Obama deception if you get it out to everybody. But I'll tell you, research and work-wise, it is much better. Obama deception is great. People should get it and get it out to everybody. But, I mean, this film, it's like being pregnant. I can't wait to see this baby. When you're looking at your wife's stomach and you see the arm or leg moving around, you want to see that baby. Can't wait to have it bouncing on your knee. And we're definitely in labor here, ladies and gentlemen, on a biggin. This is going to be like a 12-pounder. And I'd say my other kids, you know, the Obama deception is like a 10-pounder. My son was over 10 pounds. That's rough on a woman when the first one's a 10-pounder. The point is this is a labor of love. It is dynamic. It is informative. It is in their own words. And we've got stuff like Al Gore. Here's an example, just one little thing. Al Gore, when he was pushing NAFTA and GATT and lying and saying how great it would be, and then we cut with him using the same terms when he's pushing the carbon tax. I mean, it's just got all sorts of research in it. And old videos of Holdren and new videos and stuff people haven't seen. And just, I'm going to tell you the name of the film when we get back on the other side of this quick break. I am Alex Jones, and this is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Then we'll get to your calls. Blitzkrieg of calls, bottom of the hour, and then John Perkins. Stay with us.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Grand music. music for the announcement of the name of the film. Without further ado, the documentary is titled Fall of the Republic. The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. That is the film that will debut and be the number one documentary online. God willing, Lord willing, this October 21st, Wednesday, October 21st, will be the release date of Fall of the Republic, the Presidency of Barack H. Obama. And we explained that that is Obama's job, to cement the gains of tyranny and oppression brought in by George W. Bush, the police state, the warrantless wiretapping. And Watson, in your write-up, please add all this. The secret arrests, the indefinite detention of citizens, which they're now announcing in the news. We show how Obama's job is to say one thing with brand Obama, and then the real Obama does another. And to make people buy into the brand. Oh, the war is over. That's why more troops are dying than under Bush and everything's expanded. Oh, he expanded the warrantless wiretapping and secret arrests and expanded the Patriot Act. Oh, I love him because he's so liberal and trendy and cool. We show the mind control. We show the television programming. It's just a devastating film. It is Fall of the Republic, and we show how that's what they want. We're not in the film saying, oh, look, you know, this president made everything fall apart. No. He's there to salve and soothe and bring everyone into the euthanization, the lethal injection of the republic. He's there to convert us from a free market, free republic, where the minority is protected as well as the majority, to the democracy where a 51% want to rob the other 49%, it happens. It's all covered. The film's incredible. Frankly, I'm so excited about it, but I'm running out of time. I have to stay on deadlines, and I've got so much material, so much info, and my guys are burning out, but they want to work harder, and we're in here working hard for you. You better know that we're forging you in the fires of the InfoWars Command Center, a great sword, a great weapon against the New World Order, forged in the flames of truth, laboring like Vulcan and Festus over the great war forge, slamming the hammer down as sparks fly and sweat pours off my soul. Ha, ha, ha! We will grapple with the New World Order. We will struggle. We will win. We will find the throat and tighten our sinuous hands around the neck. I am just seething with energy right now. It's unbelievable. Good thing I only had one cup of coffee this morning. This is not coffee. I am just... Man, thank you, God, for all the blessings. Thank you for giving me consciousness. The gift of life, the gift of consciousness in this universe. It is such a blessing. I just praise the creator of the universe. I do. That's how I'm feeling right now. Because yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. In fact, do me a favor. Pull up that psalm for me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I've almost got it memorized, but I don't want to butcher it. You just Google, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So that is the film. It is Fall of the Republic. And the message at the end is the Republic is an idea. That's why the enemy, before they pulled down the Republic, first demonized and criticized its imperfections. But it was the idea that was perfection, not the attempt to manifest it. It is that reaching for perfection, reaching for the grail of liberty and freedom and decency and honor and creativity and innocence, and the struggle against those who have the disease, the virus of evil in their souls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
I noticed a few years ago the feds were going after and harassing the owner of the founder of Whole Foods. And I've since confirmed, because the headquarters is right down the street from our office, from multiple executives there, that the owner is a huge fan of the show. So I'm just going to put the message out right now that he listens to the show every week, that we want you on the show. Because he's come out and written an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal saying people need to start eating healthier and not eating all these GMO and the monosodium glutamate and the aspartame. That is the biggest problem, and that we wouldn't have all these healthcare costs. It's true. Some estimates have it saving half the money if people would just stop living like absolute slobs, myself included, ladies and gentlemen. Last 7 months, I've lost 40 pounds now. 40! It's 37 last week, you notice. And it's just simple. I quit eating any kind of junk. I started running every morning, sometimes every evening. End of story. But look, they're now, the left is now coming after him former darling on the left, saying, how dare you say that, you evil person? We're going to boycott you. Well, I say Whole Foods is great. That's where we shop. Everybody should go to Whole Foods to counter that type of crud, that type of psychological terrorism, that type of censorship. Fall of the Republic has the solutions in it of how to save the Republic. It identifies who is destroying the Republic, who wants to pull down the Republic to set up a world government on its ashes. Watson, that's the key in the article you're writing, is that the world government needs the United States to fall. And that's what our film exposes, their agenda, their program, the lies, the eugenics, what they're going to do, how they're going to stage it. I just hope we get it out before Obama stages a terror attack. I will tell you that I'm going to have the film actually done in late September, almost mid-September, right after. It'll be done like the 17th, 18th, but then there's some mastering and some things involved. And it gets manufactured like the 20th. Here's the issue. I'm going to have that sucker locked and loaded in case the establishment stages any crises. If I see tremors, if I see them engaging in pre-attack preparation, they'll come right out, telegraph they're about to stage the nuking of Chicago or something. That's I kind of see that in the cards. Or some incredible new bioweapon release. And so I may pull the trigger early on this, but I cannot make the next film if people don't order the DVD. So we always do the pre-order, and that has the hype associated with this. We get enough orders to pay for part of the film before it even comes out, for the next one. Because this film, I don't even want to say the budget on this film, with graphics and the music and the flying people to 20 different, it's 19 or 20 different places we flew them, but sometimes per trip, they would 19, 20 trips with multiple legs on each trip. We've been to Canada a couple times and Seattle and L.A. and just everywhere. But, think about CNN with all the government funding and all the propaganda in 1991, and we're going to show you their staged fake newscast. And look at how pathetic it was. And then think about us, just a ragtag group of less than 20 people and all that we've been able to do. But it's because of you getting the word out, you taking action. So I'm going to ask you in this article Watson's doing to make this the most important film we've ever put out, to make it the biggest film we've ever put out. And I'll just give everybody a heads up. The minute the film's done, we already have raw versions of most of it done in different locations. If you see some kind of terror attack happen or something go on, you better know within a few hours it's going to be on the web. Because I'm not going to let them get the jump on us. And the film gets into stage terror as well. I'm in a race against time. And see, if I don't take the time, I won't be powerful. So, see, this is why I'm gnawing at the gate, for the gate to pop open so I can get out on the track here. All right, I said I'd take your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Fall the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. I am fit to be tied right now, just so you know. Lucas in Texas, you're on the air, Lucas.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? It's been a while.
Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
So, some people have alluded to the idea that the elites have actually lost control of the economy. I say no way. It's going just as they planned. If you refer to the article on your site, Unemployment Edges Up to the Great Depression Level, there's a map on there, and I know it's a government statistic and very underinflated, but it actually serves a purpose for what I need to demonstrate here. All the states that run along the Trans-Texas Corridor have the lowest unemployment rate in the country, like Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico. They're actually defunding the other states.
That's the cancer line. So the cancer has sucked the blood supply for itself up through the NAFTA development zone, and absolutely, that's how it works.
do is they're going to defund the other states, and then they're going to offer massive government programs building wind and solar farms along the Trans-Texas Corridor states using the terminology repowering America with
Yeah, they've already said
energy.
That.
Yeah, and so the masses of unemployment are going to flock to those states. There are already various news stories out there showing the people and families packing up and moving to these states for work.
No, you have to move to the development corridors, and it's a planned economy, and it's actually in Endgame. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, the UN maps of, yes, it's just going to be, you're not going to be allowed in half the country. It's going to be an environmental dictatorship. There's going to be at least 10 million police, most of them environmental, inspecting your home weekly. It is going to be hell.
I was thinking if you had room in your new documentary, if you could take that unemployment map and graphically overlay the Trans-Texas Corridor into it, a good, excellent visual representation.
I've got an idea. How about some graphics person do it and then mail it to us? I mean, I'm literally, I got three video editors. We're in here 24/7 trying to sift through. The problem is we end up doing 5-6 months of research, and then we have it's like cramming it into the film. But I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, yes, it's a good idea.
Also,
we get a little bit of the North American Union. I appreciate your call, Lucas. It's great points. I mean, we do cover some of that in the film, but I mean, it's just, how do you even get that across to people? I mean, how do you even communicate the master plan? That's what I mean. You've got to see it to believe it. You've got to immerse yourself in this for years before it starts even. I liken it to night vision. Have you ever gone out in the really dark woods at night? I remember when I was a little kid, my dad would take me for walks. We were out on the ranch, you know, down the path into the woods and teach me to hear sounds and how your ears all of a sudden like turn up. They even, you know, suddenly can almost hear better because your brain focuses in better. And your eyes, within about 20, 30 minutes, it just gets better and better and better and better. The night vision. And pretty soon it's like black and white. You can see that good. You just don't see in color. It's amazing. And it's the same thing with seeing the New World Order. I mean, it's, you've got to really focus on it. It's like a hidden picture, you know, that they have on the wall. And then as soon as you see the hidden picture, it's like, how did I not see that before? It's right there, but you couldn't see it before. And that's what's so frustrating, is this is out in the open. And 99.99% of us are in the same boat together. This is not good for anybody, but 6,000 superclass elite, in the words of the Washington Post themselves and Rothkopf. Billy in Vegas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to say a comment on what you said about the local papers, because you're 100% right, as usual. My fellow InfoWarrior and I, Ben, went to a town hall meeting, and the Las Vegas Sun, which is totally in the grip of, you know, the New World Order, of course. The first sentence this guy, Brendan Bueller, writes is, denied the opportunity to embarrass themselves at any official healthcare town hall about 900 angry Nevadans gathered at Stoney's Rock and Country Bar. That's his first sentence. You know, and
yeah, like it's
on,
good they were denied their right, and, you know, and they're embarrassed. But see, the hype doesn't work. All the slick glitz and info babes licking their lips with sexual desire, people know it's fundamentals baloney now. So it doesn't work. And you better believe in Las Vegas, major papers are going to be spook run, because they can't have, when there's murders or corruption or things go on, they got to make sure their people are in place to make sure nothing embarrassing gets out.
Of course.
That's where that's where the banks sucker and rip everybody off. So they got to, that's a big watering hole, fleecing the moron public.
But then he goes on to say, one proponent of health insurance reform was allowed on stage to speak. There was 900 people. There was 8 in favor of health care. One wanted to get up to speak. And she said, anyone else in favor of health care to come up? But this guy makes it sound like, you know, the whole place was full of them and only one was allowed on stage. Then he talks about me in the paper. I wear special shoes that have springs on them. They're good for your back. They're called Z-coils. So he describes me, one man with large springs attached to the heels of his shoes and a bumper sticker affixed to his bandana that read 9/11 was an inside job, denounced the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and international bankers to huge applause. So, in other words, I'm...
Yeah, to huge applause! I hope they get it! It's over for you, scum!
That's right. That's right. Oh, God. I just... It makes me so sick.
And they can't kill the signal. They can't kill the signal, Billy. No matter, they can kill us individually, but this idea is absolutely bulletproof. It is like a DU Sabo round fired from an Abrams gun turret. Nothing's stopping it. Go
and
ahead.
I tell this Brendan Buehler guy that I challenge him to a debate, him or his editors, anyone, anytime, anywhere, on any media, any forum, anywhere, a debate, because they'll laugh at me and people like us, you know, but they don't have...
Yeah, but you notice enough. Thunderous applause. He's telling you you're an idiot. He's telling you you're a clown. He's telling you your shoes that are sold in all the major stores and all over TV are bad. He's telling you that you're a kook, but everybody's on your side. No, you're the kook, dumbass, for not knowing to be with the people. Because that fool thinks he's part of the elite. He doesn't understand that he is just with us, the commoners. I appreciate your call, Billy. Brian in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
My message is just to the Canadians that would be listening on your show, because one of the things that I'm fed up of, it's been like 4 years now when I talk to people, actually longer than that for this little mental derangement that they have. When you talk to them about what's going on, they'll always go, well, is that in the States? And if you say, yeah, oh, well, we don't live in the States. We live in Canada.
Yeah, no. Canadians, I found, are very nice people, but they're hyper-delusional on average, hyper-smiley face, have no idea the incredible tyranny. Canada, in many respects, is worse than the United States on this whole program. Canada's a few steps ahead of the United States. They just have this fake liberal facade they put up, making everybody feel like they're part of the system.
Exactly, and I'd like everybody to know that I've got the North American Avian and Pandemic Influenza Plan, and what that basically tells me is that since the WHO went to level 6 about 2 months ago, those are the rules that we're under, so all they would have to do is look up...
No, it's admitted. There is no U.S., there is no Canada. We're already under IMF World Bank control. We're already under UN, WTO control, World Health Organization control. It's official.
Exactly.
And it's a stinking fraud.
That when Barack Obama makes his decisions, I actually have to pay more attention to that than to anything President Fox in Mexico does or my little puppet Stephen Harper does, because none of those really count.
Exactly. The global walking orders, marching orders, come out of Obama's trap, and then it's all regurgitated and parroted, but with a local spin. And look, you want to know what's going on? Read the UN documents. Read. They brag how they're running it. It's all a big, sick joke.
Indeed. And just like you said, for a Canadian to test it, it's quite simple. Let's say they release a statement saying that Tamiflu is safe for babies now. Well, then just do a quick Google search, and you'll see that it's the same title on every newspaper across the country. There's a lack of imagination. Nobody has... And knows how
no, because it's all being regurgitated.
Reporting.
The reporters exactly. Just repeat it downhill. I appreciate your call. Yeah, most of your reporters aren't CIA. They're not Department of Defense. They're not MI6. But they just regurgitate what the MI6 writes. Look, I told you when they blew up Building 7 on 9/11, the 47-story building with a CIA command bunker in it, and firemen and police are on video and on CBS going, get back, the government's decided to blow it up on video. Then it came out that BBC had reported 25 minutes before it fell, simultaneously to the minute, on two different channels, the exact same words, that Building 7 had fallen in its own footprint from fires and structural damage. The script, it was the exact words at the exact time on BBC World and BBC 24. 1 + 1 = 2. I said that was a script fed to them by the government. And then they lied and said, we didn't do that. That wasn't our video. Okay, it was, but we lost the tapes. And then years later, they said, oh, it was just a coincidence. No big deal. Yes, it's true. Reuters gave us an internal feed telling us that, of course. Of course. Just like hours before they'd caught the supposed lone gunman of Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald. It was all over Asian newspapers that Lee Harvey Oswald had done it. It's the same crap. It's a sick joke. Okay, Governor Ridge is now giving press conferences. He's now admitting. He's now in the Washington Post that they staged fake terror alerts for political gain. Period. Done. They blew those towers sky high, and sucking your thumb isn't going to change that. And all you out there think you're part of the system. I don't care if you're Chinese, Arab, Jewish, WASP, black, it doesn't matter. Mexican, it doesn't matter. The New World Order is screwing you. You're a cop. You're a lawyer. You're a bureaucrat. You're a special forces colonel. Your kids are getting the fluoride poison. Your kids are getting the shots. Listen. Listen to me real good. I'm going to say it to you again. I'm not up here with my hair on fire. I'm not up here in the face of these murderers for nothing. I believe in humanity. I believe in our destiny. I believe in our future. And I'm going for broke against these people. I am turning up the heat on every front, just daring them to crush me. Because I believe in you, and I believe in the idea of freedom, and I know that that lives on forever. Now, just have a winner's attitude and get your head screwed on straight and get aggressive and turn on that furnace of humanity that's in your soul. Turn on those giant volcanic, tectonic forces that are in you that God put into you to stand up against tyranny. Get your confidence. Grow a spine. Get that gleam in your eye. And ask the creator of the heavens and the earth to shine and focus his light right into your heart and to give you the strength and the will and the guidance to be the leaders that we need to defeat this eugenics program. If we don't, we have no future and no chances.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All the times have come.
fellow humans. And in doing so, they committed crimes against themselves. Crimes against their true design. But some would argue that they were destined from the foundation of the earth to play the part they play now. And all of us set to play our part in this great creation. This moment and forever in which we all live for eternity. Yes, the seasons don't fear the reaper. Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity. Romeo and 40,000 men and women every day. Romeo and 40,000 men and women every day. Breathing on 40,000 coming every day. We'll be like they are. Well, we will be like they are. You'll be able to fly. All right, we've got John Perkins coming up and your phone calls. I know we have Rusty, Ronnie, Chris, Lee, Earl, and others. Gotta love the name Earl. I had another son named Earl Jones. Good old-fashioned name. Anyways, I do like the name Earl. Neihardt, is that hard to understand? What about Earl Neihardt? That'd be a good name if you have a son. We need to matchmake for Neihardt. He broke up with his girlfriend about a year ago. We need to give out Neihardt's email. He's a good patriot and he's a good girl. I'm serious. What's your email, Hartman? I'm going to get you a date right now. All right. Hartman will screen them for you. So what's Hoosier's email? Hartman at Infowars.com. Any eligible ladies that want to go out on a date with this lovesick titan of liberty, Jaron Neihardt? He's a good guy, a little bashful. Send those emails. I can't. I'm just having some fun. I'm serious, though. He's so lovesick out there, and I was seeing his destiny to have children down the road. So we need to make sure that happens. I'm fulfilling your destiny, Neihardt. All the ladies send their emails. What is it again? Hartman at Infowars.com, and then he'll give them to Jaron, who will shake when he reads them. Oh, my God. I can only handle so much intensity before my mind begins to melt and fail. I am blasted by reality, the scope and breadth and depth of it. All the beautiful facets, the fractal design, the beauty. I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. We don't have to remind you, you need food to survive. One of our great sponsors, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating durable foods company in the nation. Others claim they are. They're liars. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years. This is recently packaged, as in the last few weeks, non-GMO, non-hybrid food. Super high quality, lowest price is who I believe in. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Give them a call, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, by the way, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the last 2 hours, the four-hour show today. We are joined by John Perkins, best-selling, New York Times number one best-selling, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He's got his part two vaunted hoodwinked about to come out in the next few months, already on pre-sale, I'm told. Guaranteed to be another bestseller, probably number one again. And by the way, he is in my upcoming film, Fall of the Republic. So we're going to be, and that's a film all about the economy and what these big corporate interests are doing. It's bipartisan, looking at how both parties are controlled by the same interest. So we're honored to have him with us for the next hour. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to open the phone specifically on Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Most people know who John is, but it's always best maybe to have him just briefly recap what he did and then why he woke up and changed direction. Mr. Perkins, great to have you here with us.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Incidentally, I really enjoyed talking with your film crew. You've got a great group of people.
They are good guys. Yeah, I think I sent Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew out to see you out in Florida.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're really good interviewers. You're gonna have a heck of a film.
Oh, it looks great, too. Great shot out your back window of the bay there. But plus, you're a great interview to do. You're even better in person than over the radio, which is hard to believe. You're a smooth operator, John Perkins. It's almost like you're an economic hitman.
Well, we're really good at patting each other's backs, aren't we, Alex?
No, but it did go well. It did go well. Yeah. And that is exciting. Nutshell, tell folks about yourself and get into hoodwinked.
Well, I was an economic hitman, and, you know, I think it's fair to say that we economic hitmen have created the world's first truly global empire. And we've done it primarily without the military. First time in history that's happened. And we work many ways, but the most common is that we identify a third world country that has resources our corporations covet. Then we basically convince, bribe, coerce the leaders of those countries into accepting loans to build big infrastructure projects. But the money doesn't go to those countries. Instead, it goes to our own companies that build those projects, like hydro dams and highways and airports, things that help a few very rich people in those countries, but don't help the majority of the people who don't have enough money to buy electricity or drive cars on the highways or work in the industrial parks or benefit from them. But the country's left holding a huge debt that it can't repay. So at some point we go back and say, you know, you owe us all this money. You can't repay it, so give us a pound of flesh. Sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies. Or vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote. Send troops in support of ours to someplace like Iraq. And when we fail, I talk in my books about how I failed with Jaime Roldos, president of Ecuador, and Omar Torrijos of Panama. When we fail, the jackals go in. And these are CIA-sponsored people who overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. Both Roldos and Torrijos were assassinated because I failed. And in this way, we've really created the world's first truly global empire. Now, what's interesting, and what I talk a lot about in Hoodwinked, is that we were so successful at doing this in the third world that now it's come back, and the economic hitmen have come home to roost. These same techniques are being implemented here in the United States, as well as throughout the rest of the world. And it's one of the reasons that we're having this tremendous recession that we're undergoing today, this huge economic tsunami that has hit us. It's really a consequence of these policies that we've been implementing for the last several decades.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, long segment coming up. Let's get into Hoodwinked, which is in many ways a different book than Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I was in an airport in L.A. and saw, you know, this bookstore full of people with two people grabbing and buying the books up. I was watching the stack of Economic Hitman go down just in 20 seconds while I was looking at a magazine. So really exciting that your book has had such success, because when I can physically see people, you know, buying it off the shelf in front of me in seconds, it just must be amazing. When we come back, we'll talk about Hoodwinked, probably going to be even bigger, with John Perkins and his take on the Blackwater revelations, how that ties into CIA hit teams, the Jackals, and a lot more.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live, simulcasting the last 2 hours today in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the creation of a prison planet. Multiple-time best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman and now The Secret History of the American Empire. Forgot this little bestseller. The new one's coming out very, very soon, and that is Hoodwinked. John Perkins, tell us specifically, then we'll get into all these other issues, about Hoodwinked, when it's coming out, what it covers.
It comes out November 10th at Random House, and it's, you know, what really generated it was the current recession. And my sense that all of the stuff that we're talking about, AIG, Wall Street, the banks, the auto industry, you know, trying to deal with all of that is triage. It's putting Band-Aids on wounds. And we need the Band-Aids to a certain degree because there's a lot of hemorrhaging going on. We've got to stop. But what we really need to look at is the root cause beneath the system, beneath the surface. And that is systemic. And it's something that nobody's really looking at very hard. To me, this is a mutant form of capitalism that's been going on for about the last 30 years, and that's the real problem. We must change that. Well, sure, we need Band-Aid, but we need to go much, much deeper than that. Capitalism's been around for about 400 years. It's taken many, many different forms, and in the last 30 years, really, since the time of Reagan, and this has happened under both Democrats and Republicans, but it really started with Reagan, it's taken this trend toward this very mutant viral form of capitalism, which is extremely greedy and extremely self-destructive, ultimately. It's really the form of capitalism that came out of Milton Friedman, the economist from the University of Chicago, and Reagan bought into it big time, and every president since has bought into it.
Well, wasn't the coup de grace in 99 with the Glass-Steagall Act that Bill Clinton got rid of?
That was a big one. There's no question about it. But that's just sort of like the frosting on the cake. There was so much going on. Yeah, acts that you know, when I went to business school in the late 60s, Alex, God, I hate to think it was so long ago, but when I went to business school in the late 60s, you know, all my professors said there can never be another depression like the one in the 30s because we've enacted all these rules to prevent it. Well, that was true. But then we changed all that, and Glass-Steagall under Clinton was a huge part of it. But there were a whole slew of them that changed, and a whole lot of attitude toward money and usury rates. Under George Bush, we had huge increases in interest rates that people had to pay. Credit cards went up to 35%. This would have been
Now they allow over 30%. That's supposed credit card reform. I mean, that's above loan sharking.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's way beyond the laws never would have permitted this before. After the recession, we implemented usury laws that didn't permit that, but then those all changed. There's actually some people are paying 800% on their debt. These are people that have what we call the payday loans. You know, I mean, you can go in before you actually get your paycheck and get a loan on the expected paycheck, and those are huge interest rates, and they're legal.
Amazing. Well, the book is coming out on November 11th, correct, John?
November 10th.
Okay, so November 10th.
Close enough.
And we've got you scheduled for the 11th then. Good.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. They just handed me a note saying he is scheduled for November 11th when it comes out. So my producer was wrong by one day. So it's coming out November 10th. Now I agree with a lot of what you have to say. Later in the interview, I want to get into, you know, maybe somewhat of a debate about economic systems and choices. But I think what we agree on is this crony capitalist system, this mutant form of capitalism. I just call it piracy. I mean, if they can just create trillions in made-up derivatives and then have the central governments bail them out when they're using the money to then go loan it at loan-sharking rates to third-world countries, third-world people, the American people, I mean, that's sick. We give them the government-backed loans. They then leverage it, fractional reserve it, and then we pay interest to the banks on our money they loan back to us. I mean, is that a good way of boiling it down?
That certainly is, and it is piracy. There's no question about it. And we must turn it around, Alex. And that's really that a large part of hoodwinked is how, what we can do, what you and I and all your listeners can do. We can take control of this. One of the things that we have to understand is that big corporations, the banks, and the other corporations that are behind this are very beholden to us. They only exist because we give them business. We buy their goods and services, or we allow our tax dollars and our government to go into that. There are many ways to resist, and I think it's terribly important that we do that now. We must turn this thing around. You know, what we have to realize in all of this is that this economic crisis is basically telling us that we have a failed system, totally failed, on a global basis. Less than 5% of the world's population live in the United States, and we consume more than 25% of the world's resources. That's a failure. It's not a model that you can give to China or India or Latin America or Africa. You need another 5 or 6 planets with all our resources and no people to be able to use this as a model for other people. So what we're seeing is a totally failed system. And we must understand that for our sake, for our children's sake, and our grandchildren's sake, we have to turn this around. We have to come up with a very, very different system.
John Perkins, I want to get into that area because I agree with you on so much, but I also disagree with you in some areas because we know we do have a wasteful form of life. Lifestyle. We know we're 4% of the world's population in the U.S. and we use roughly half the world's resources. And we know there's a lot of toxic waste associated with that and a lot of problems. But the way I see government addressing that and the big mega corporations addressing it is by honchoing and steering the environmental movement to simply set up new taxes and control to further vertically integrate the consolidation of power in this new phase of robber baron colonialism, because they fundamentally know that there is a certain truth to what's happening to the environment on many levels. And so they wrap the truth around their overall lie of this new Bank of the World, global government, paying carbon taxes to the new Bank of the World. I mean, really, it's going from the robber barons going in and economic hitmanning third world countries under their control to now just setting up a planetary regime under the environment, because they know at a base level that makes sense in people's ingrained humanity to be good stewards of the land.
Well, absolutely. And the way that they distort the truth and, you know, move groups. So today we've got these huge grassroots movements basically supported by the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry opposing any kind of real insurance for people that don't have insurance. We've got the corporations out there trying to make it look as though the people are behind so much of what just benefits the corporation. And, I think one amazing instance of this is what's just happened in Honduras, where a democratically elected president was overthrown by a military regime that was under the control of the CIA and big American corporate interests, the big agribusinesses, Dole and Chiquita, Kraft, Cargill, as well as the textile industry. And yet here in the United States, we're being told that this is a president who was trying to usurp the democratic process in Honduras, which is not true at all. He asked for a referendum of the people to see if they wanted to see presidential terms extended from just one term so the president could go for two terms. It was a non-binding referendum that he was asking for. That was used as an excuse to go in and overthrow a president.
And just to be clear, Obama came out day one a month ago and said, we're not involved, this is terrible, but now even mainstream media has come out and clearly shown private corporations, mercenaries, CIA front groups, jackals, hyenas that you call them, were clearly involved and did this and even dropped the president off at a Costa Rican U.S. military base. So I asked you during the break, I said, from what you've seen in the news, is that accurate? And you said, yes. Please elaborate on the difference between an economic hitman versus jackals and hyenas and what really happened a month ago in Honduras.
Well, the economic hitman went into Honduras originally, tried to convince Zelaya, the president of Honduras, to change his ways, because what he was saying is that Honduras is going to increase its minimum wage by 60%. And that has a huge impact on Dole and Chiquita and those who hire laborers out in the field to pick their, all their goods. Bananas.
So they're going to go from, 50 cents an hour to $1.10 or something?
Exactly. I mean, it seems very minimal to us. And also that there's a lot of sweatshops from our textile companies, like Nike and other companies like that in there. But it's much bigger than that, Alex, because something similar happened with Aristide in Haiti. And both Haiti and Honduras are looked at as the bottom rung on the ladder of wages in Latin America. So no country will go below those countries. So if, in fact, Honduras or Haiti increases their minimum wage, then Ecuador and Nicaragua and El Salvador and every other country in the southern hemisphere has to increase its wages to stay above those, because no one wants to go below those countries. So it wasn't just about Honduras any more than it was just about Haiti. It was about drawing a line in the sand and saying, we are not going to permit this to happen. And I think we have to understand that there's a revolution going on in Latin America. 10 countries representing more than 80% of the population of South America have voted in the last few years progressive presidents who are saying no more exploitation by these foreign corporations. 10 countries. And every one of these countries, Alex, during most of my lifetime, was run by brutal dictators who were under the control of the CIA and big corporations. That's all changed very, very recently. And so the line in the sand now has been drawn in Honduras. This is a fairly easy country to do it. But this is trying to establish a whole new precedent saying, look, we're stopping this revolution right here. And in stopping it, we're also going to undermine these other 10 countries that have already voted in these presidents. And then most of the American people don't have any idea that this is going on. And our media has been very lack that informing us, other than you and a few others.
Well, we're trying to get all points of view and all issues in here, and clearly the CIA was involved in this. because they want to keep those people down. It's like that movie Ants. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And those little ants outnumber us 100-1.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
The new book, Hoodwinked, coming out November 10th. John Perkins, our guest. Your phone calls specifically for John Perkins on a wide range of issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in the balance of the next half hour. John, you specifically, all over Latin America, all over Asia, you were kind of the velvet glove, I would describe it, from reading your book and also reading other government documents about similar programs, going in trying to you know, give them the carrot instead of the stick. But when the stick goes in, what happens? And then asking that question, I want to preface it with, obviously, you know about Blackwater running hit teams, but the media has spun this saying, oh, just killing Al-Qaeda. And that's whoever they say Al-Qaeda is. Now it turns out it's business people, political enemies, business enemies of the White House, actual private merc teams. We know Delta Force and other groups out of the Pentagon have engaged in murder, but is this new to have private contractors doing it, or are we now just learning about it because of the internet age?
It's not new at all. It's been going on for a long time. Back in the 70s when I was an economic hitman, we used private contractors. That's the way it's done. You know, the old times of the 007, the government agent licensed to kill, are long, long gone. It's all done with private contractors. It's coming out because Blackwater's coming out because, yeah, and as you said, the internet age is bringing it out. Plus, I think what we're beginning to understand is that terrorism is an insane word. This war on terror is ridiculous. There's no terrorism out there. There are people who practice terrorism, but from many different walks of life. So the FARC members in Colombia have nothing in common with the Somali pirates or Al Qaeda, and yet they're all lumped under this one ism.
Isn't the war on terror, John, just a global letter of marque by Western governments to kill, steal, destroy, torture, murder, whoever you want, and anybody that resists you is called a terrorist?
That's a great way to put it. Yes, the letter of marque. That's a great way to put it, Alex. Yeah, you know, there was communism, and that truly existed. There's Catholicism. There's all kinds of isms, but terrorism really isn't an ism. There's Al-Qaeda-ism, there's FARC-ism, but they're totally separate. And, yeah, this is just a way of making it sound as though we've got some huge enemy out there. What we really get out there is a bunch of starving people, unhappy people, who latch on to fanatical leaders like Osama bin Laden because they don't know what else to do. And they do it under FARC in Colombia. I know a lot of the members of FARC, and I shouldn't say a lot. I know some members of FARC. These are farmers who were driven off their lands by big hydroelectric projects or oil fields that destroyed their farming land. They have no way to feed their families. They don't know where to go. So when an organization comes along like FARC that offers to provide them with money for their families and food, they join it. I suspect the same is true with Al-Qaeda and with the Taliban to a certain degree.
Well, John, what about this? I've actually found in my research, a lot of times, Western powers and corporations will actually fund the radical group that is bloody and crooked as a way down the road to then successfully demonize the entire indigenous population. So they always push people towards the most radicalized, knowing down the road that will discredit the indigenous resistance.
It discredits the you're right. It does do that, and it also creates a huge economy for big military suppliers. So here we've got this war on terrorism in Colombia. Colombia is the fourth largest recipient of U.S. military aid in the world, largest in Latin America, but it's fourth behind Iraq, Israel, and Egypt. Fancy that, to fight what we're saying are narco-traffickers. It's absurd. We're creating a war there, basically, so we can put military bases there, and we can supply huge amounts of military equipment to this country. So we give them the money under the understanding that they'll buy back equipment from us and allow us to have military bases there. Yeah, you know, this goes back to the opium wars of the British Empire and China and India. It's a very, very old tale, and we're just continuing to do it. And unfortunately, a huge sector of the American population falls for it.
We're going to go to break in a moment. Long segment coming up, and we're going to get more into that. And also, one of the new constitutions in Ecuador. But did you see I'll ask the question now, we'll come back and you can answer it. Ridge, fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Now, we know Ari Fleischer back in 2003 admitted they were issuing fake terror alerts at a press conference. And I understand he did it because he knew it was criminal. He never said why, but I was guessing at this. And that he didn't want to get in trouble down the road as if he was involved. Now that's what Ridge is saying, that he's coming clean because he doesn't want to get in trouble. And the news is saying this is clearly criminal to issue fake terror alerts just for political gain. So talk about stage crises. How do these big corporations and governments use stage crises to get the job done?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
I am Alex Jones. Glad that you could join us today. I'm looking for my sponsor folder here in front of me. Flailing, I'm flailing around incoherently. We're going to go back to John Perkins here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to tell you about one of our great new sponsors. And they are offering a deal, the likes of which they've never offered before. So I would suggest everyone take advantage of this now. In fact, one of their most popular times of year is during the fall. And that is when the classes generally completely fill up quickly. And especially now because they're offering a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's frontsight.com, frontsight.com, frontsight firearms training with Dr. Ignatius Piazza. This is the biggest and most successful private firearms training facility in the country, above law enforcement, military, with no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. Find out about this incredible deal on 5 days of world-class firearms training at frontsight.com and a 30-state concealed weapons permit. That's frontsight.com. Check it out today. Okay, going now back to John Perkins, author of the new upcoming book, Hoodwinked, out November 10th. Again, previously he wrote The Secret History of the American Empire and, of course, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You heard me throw out that question. As more and more comes out, I mean, Cheney ordering private hit teams and Delta Force hit teams to murder his enemies overseas, corporate enemies overseas, Ridge being ordered to issue fake terror alerts, and Obama is saying no investigation of torture, no investigation of Blackwater, no investigation of any of this, or he'll do the corporate tactic of saying, I'm looking at it, but then not do it. He's keeping the continual secret arrest, indefinite detention. Can you speak to prosecuting or at least investigating Bush, or can we just, I guess, let him get away with it? I mean, what does this do precedent-wise to let them get away with Blackwater and underage girls and all the rest of it? I mean, is there no end? If we put up with this level of evil, what comes next?
Exactly right. We mustn't. I mean, we mustn't put up with this. I think we, the people, must really speak out. My own belief, you know, I think Obama's in a very difficult spot. I'm not privy to what's going on with him. I'm not a psychologist. But he has to know that Kennedy was assassinated. Two Kennedys were assassinated. I mean, U.S. presidents get assassinated, too. It isn't just foreign presidents. And once you're in that White House, I think you begin to see things that you never saw before. I suspect Obama is getting tremendous amounts of pressure put on him. It's one of the reasons he's been caving into so many things. You know, his own attorney general, Eric Holder, was a partner in a law firm called Covington and Burling, LLP. This law firm defended Chiquita, the big banana company that's now the big company in Honduras. Chiquita was accused of hiring assassination squads in Colombia. And their main defender was an attorney named Eric Holder, who's now our attorney general.
Is that Chiquita, United Fruit?
Chiquita.
What was Chiquita formerly? Was it United Fruit?
Yeah, Chiquita was United Fruit, you know, at one time. And
so that's the famous folks then overthrowing on record Guatemala.
In Arbenz of Guatemala, yes, back in the
so 50s. Same story over and okay. Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Same story. Chiquita, incidentally, was found guilty of hiring assassination squads in Colombia. In fact, it admitted that it had paid organizations listed by the U.S. government as terrorist groups for protection and paid a $25 million fine in 2004. Eric Holder, our current attorney general, was their main defender then, and now he's defending the actions of the coup that overthrew the democratically elected president of Honduras. It's just another instance, Alex, of how ingrained all of this is in all of our governments, whether we have Democrats in there, including the most liberal Democrat we've had, the current one, Obama, or whether we have conservative Republicans like Bush. The real people in control are the big corporations, and they really run the system. We're seeing this over and over and over again. And so you've got guys like Cheney, you've got guys like all the cabinet members you mentioned earlier who now are trying not to be found guilty of being involved in assassination attempts. But the fact of the matter is all these people at the top of government come out of the big corporations. This is a revolving door thing. And so whether it's Democrats or Republicans, you've got mm-hmm. people that are constantly at the top. Well, I call it the corporatocracy.
Because sure.
Whether they're working for the government or whether they're working for private corporations, they're all working for the same thing, which is expanding this empire.
Well, John Perkins, I'm not defending Obama because I saw him built up as this big corporate juggernaut. I saw him getting 4+ times the money that McCain got. I wasn't supporting McCain either. I just was clear he was the anointed one. But I do have to give credit when I do occasionally see it. Panetta did scurry over immediately to Congress within days of getting in and said, look, they just, you know, admitted to me they've got all these hit squads. So at least he did that. But was that him covering his butt? Because then you bring up the attorney general, who's been involved in black ops. I would add Oklahoma City, by the way, very scary person. We got some federal documents on that, him covering things up. So are you just saying I mean, if it is business as usual, then why would Panetta come out?
Well, you know, I don't have any inside information on Obama's personality or those people around him. But my suspicion is that he's probably a guy with a conscience who would like to do the right thing, and so would many of his people. But you get caught in the system, and once you're in, it's extremely scary. And what are you going to do? How are you going to fight the CIA? How are you going to fight the military? So you try to do whatever you can on whatever front you can. And I've seen this happen time and time again with Latin American presidents who want to do the right things but realize that if they get thrown out or if they get assassinated, that's not going to do any good because the next president coming along is just going to be scared, terribly scared, and not going to do anything. So you try to stay in power, and you try to do what you can. In the case of a guy like Obama, he's tried to institute some environmental laws that are decent, and he's tried to do things with health insurance, but he keeps running up against very, very powerful forces of resistance. And so it comes down to us. We have to speak out a lot more. We have to do a lot more. We, the people, we have to stand up to corporations and say, listen, I'm not buying from Dole or Chiquita. You know, and send them emails and tell them, we're never buying another one of your bananas or pineapples because of what you're doing in Honduras. You change your ways or we're going to force you to go out of business. And I'll tell you what, if enough of us do that, they'll have to change their ways. If enough of us stop buying Nike and send them emails and saying, we're not buying from you because you get sweatshops in Indonesia, and instead we buy from sweatshop-free organizations and send them emails and tell them why, eventually Nike's going to have to change its ways. And
so I do agree with you that responsible consumerism is one of the strongest tools we've got. That's why these monopoly men want to create nothing but cartels where we don't even have a choice. But, I mean, just take 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic. Even in Austin or San Francisco, it was hard to get. Now organic's even in small towns because people demanded it and then built a market. Buying local is getting bigger and bigger.
And we've gotten companies to take trans fats out of foods recently. And you know, we got rid of aerosol cans. We're destroying the ozone layer. We've got companies to clean up terribly polluted rivers. We have a lot of power when we use it. I think we need to understand that it's always come from we the people. We didn't get rid of slavery in this country because Abraham Lincoln found himself in the White House. We got rid of slavery because we voted in a president, Lincoln, who was opposed to slavery. Women didn't get the right to vote because Woodrow Wilson was pro-suffrage. He was not. Women got the right to vote because they'd been demonstrating for it for a long time. And then when Wilson was president, he constantly was out on the road speaking about how we needed to get involved in World War One, how we needed to defend democracy in Europe. Women met him at every place he went holding up huge placards that said, why should we defend democracy in Europe when half of our population in the United States can't vote? So finally, Woodrow Wilson came around. We didn't get out of Vietnam because Richard Nixon was anti-war. He was pro-war. He had to take us out of Vietnam because he understood that we, the people, were not going to put up with it any longer. Plus, we were losing the war. But I think we need to understand that we, the people, need to take action. And in this particular case, in some respects, it's easier than it's ever been because these things are all controlled by big corporations today. And the marketplace is democratic if we choose to make it such. These corporations only exist because we buy the goods and services or our tax dollars buy the goods and services. Alex, we need to turn that around. We, the people, need to start taking more responsibility. It doesn't do any good to complain about these things and then go out and buy bananas from Dole or tennis shoes from Nike.
Sure. John, I agree with you on that front, and I believe you're coming at this from a good perspective, that you're a good guy, that you have changed your ways. I just think it's also important to realize that just trying to do the right thing isn't enough. We have to make sure we're not part of the fake corporate clone or counterfeit where they try to get control of our grassroots movements and then say use environmental laws to take farms and ranches or restrict people. Take Austin. I've watched them with smart growth take farms and ranches, not let people build on it. And then 10 years later, they build shopping malls on it and skyscrapers. Yeah. So I also see the environmental movement run by the big banks, by the very economic pirate ships, you know, these corporations bigger than most governments. And so, yes, I know there's real environmental problems. I don't want to drink poison water. I don't want to drink poison air. Breathe poison air. I don't want to cut down rainforest. I don't want to, you know, live off the backs of starving people in Peru. But at the same time, it's a big job to navigate this and try to figure out what's real and what isn't, and how do you not get co-opted? And I mean, because it sounds great to take Ecuador and say they have a constitution saying that they're going to give trees and animals rights, but then I always see that by the neo-eugenicist as their pretext to say the world government's going to vote for you because it's voting for the cockroaches and the dolphins, and they outvote humanity. So I'm just saying this is a minefield because these global corporations are in power because they are so slick.
Well, you're right about that, but I think that we can see beyond a great deal of that. We can see that they're using their powers and abusing it. We can see this in the way they take care of themselves. I do a lot of speaking at business schools these days, which I find ironic. Business schools even invite me to speak. I wrote a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But the kids in these business schools, many of them are really interested in some of these subjects. And one of the things I keep running into is some of the icons that are held out there. A guy named Jack Welch, who was CEO of General Electric, is held out as this great icon because he made his corporation lean and mean, which means he laid off a quarter of GE's people, put them out on the street, while at the same time he paid himself huge bonuses and salary increases. And he also took GE away from manufacturing things, goods, being a manufacturing firm, into being a financial paper trading firm, which is one of the things that drove us into the financial crisis.
Yeah, it's engaged in derivatives, that's right.
How do we hold a guy like that out as an icon in our business schools? We should not. And I think if we really open our hearts to these things, we understand that. You understand it, Alex. I understand it. We've got to turn this thing around, and we've got to present a better example to our kids of who do they want to emulate? Who do we want to put on the covers of our magazines? Do we want to put Crooks, Maude, and Robert Barron on the cover of our magazine, or do we want to put people there who are really trying?
I totally agree with you. In fact, I talk so much about the map making of the mind or blueprints in the mind, how the establishment builds these. And I'm not saying Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or somebody shouldn't be on the cover of something or Brock Lesnar of Ultimate Fighting. But when this country was the jewel and the crown of the Renaissance, the stars were inventors and scientists and humanitarians and people that stood up against corruption. And so the establishment very cunningly took our real heroes away and gave us heroes of no consequence.
Well, that's true. And we don't need to let that happen anymore. Yeah, you mentioned Tiger Woods, for example. My God, you know, here's a guy that's making, I don't know what he's making this year, $40 million off Nike or whatever. Meanwhile, Nike's paying.
No, he's paid $109
million. $109. Well, meanwhile, Nike's paying its workers in Indonesia that make all the things that Michael Jordan is advertising sub-living standard wages. These people are living almost like slaves, and that's well documented.
Yeah.
So, you know, why doesn't Tiger Woods, if he wants to be our hero, he doesn't need to hit any more golf balls. What he needs to do is say, listen, I'm not going to let Nike get away with this anymore. I'm going to speak out, or I'm going to advertise some other company, and I'll do it for free. Some company that's paying their
would revolutionize the world. But see, Tiger Woods, the only reason I know about this is I've looked into him and I heard the number on the radio, on Fox News Radio. They announced his $100+ million contract. And that's just Nike, not counting this watch and that shirt. And I guess all of us have to not buy it while they do that. But Tiger Woods has been interviewed how he isn't involved in any politics, in any policies, in any charities, really, except for some charity for college dealing with golf. He thinks it's a moral thing that he's not involved. He thinks it's like a good thing, and the corporations just worship him because he is cold-blooded. And I can't imagine having $100 million a year based on people dying of diseases in sweatshops in these horrible malaria-infested camps and maquiladoras. I mean, and I'm not some goody-two-shoe. I mean, I'm a pretty hard-nosed guy, but yeah, Tiger Woods could become a mega icon. His life would have real value. Instead, it's this hollow crap of hitting a golf ball. You're absolutely right, John. It's sickening.
And ultimately, you know, who buys the magazines? Who buys into this? Who watches it on television? We do, you know. So, and so it's time that we stop doing that. It's time that we took back control. And this is where it really belongs, Alex, is that we, the people, have to recognize that we have responsibilities. And if we want a country of, by, and for the people, instead of one that's of, by, and for the elite, the corporations, et cetera, we've got to get off our butts and do something about it. And I think that's what you're calling for all the time. So it's one of the reasons I love being on your show, because
you're
inspiring and empowering people to do that. We need to do it more and more and more, because it's always been the way that change has happened.
I agree. But, John, what would you call that corporate attitude? I don't know the word for it, where they get off on being cold-blooded. They get off on not caring. They think it's silly.
That's sociopathic.
Yeah, sociopathic.
And you know, I think that at the top of a number of our corporations, we do have sociopaths, people who have basically no conscience, that don't care about what harm they bring to others. I think Jack Welch was a person like that, and I think Phil Knight at Nike is. But throughout the rest of the corporation, most of the other managers and people are not, and those are the ones we need to get to.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, also we destroy our own world, not just environmentally, but culturally. This attitude, I see the local yuppies mimic it, and they're into laughing at bad things happening as if it doesn't touch them, when their kids are going to end up committing suicide or on drugs in this sick society.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble.
Me and John were just talking about all the websites and groups where you can find out about the sweatshop free clothes and products that are becoming more and more popular. And it's those little choices that you think are little that really add up to big things. And then I hear these arguments about, oh, if there's not a sweatshop, they wouldn't have any job. No, in every study I've seen, and Ross Perot covered this in the mid-90s, it made the standard of living in Mexico go down, standard of living in Brazil go down, standard of living in Indonesia go down. It makes it go down. It does not make it go up. And it makes our standard go down. It just, this globalization, the way they're doing it, is killing everything. Rusty in Texas, you're on the air with John Perkins. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just took Texas government this last year, and they talked about this thing called creative destruction. And creative destruction is supposed to be like a business gets so big that eventually it collapses on it within itself and goes broke, or the people like quit buying the products because they just get tired of it. But I don't see how it can be fair to go and bail these companies out, basically giving them a new deal, because capitalism itself is like a live and let die kind of way of living, you know, because one man's loss is another man's gain.
No, I hear you. Let me get a quick comment from John Perkins on. I would just briefly say this is crony capitalism, and it's been said many times, where the risk is socialized, the profit is privatized, so it's not really capitalism, John Perkins.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That's why I say it's what I'm calling a mutant form of capitalism, where it's all balanced in favor of a few very, very wealthy and powerful people. But we need to turn that around, and we can do that.
But it's like going to a casino where you never win. It's totally rigged.
Yeah, yeah. But only because we allow it to be rigged. We can stop it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we can do it.
Well, we better, because, I mean, they're just feeding the whole world into their debt black hole. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air with John Perkins. Upcoming book, Hoodwinked. Go ahead.
Perkins, I lived for 9 months in poverty-ridden Peru under U.S. puppet Toledo, and it dawned on me there that would not absolute freedom, and I'm asking you, absolute freedom worldwide for farmers help cancel all continually counterproductive wars on behalf of illegal drug warlords that we're waging in Mexico, Colombia, Peru, Afghanistan, all over the world.
You're asking, how is the phony drug war? Well, I loved watching General Myers on TV last night explain how the occupation had made the opium production go way up. That's a good final comment from John Perkins. John?
Yeah. I mean, the farmers and around the world have really been hit hard. They've been hit hard by what we call free trade agreements. Where, you know, it's absurd today that a Mexican farmer can produce cotton a lot more cheaply than a U.S. farmer, but you can buy U.S. produced cotton in Mexico a lot less for a lot less of the price than Mexican cotton, simply because it's so subsidized in the United States for the big industries, and this has hurt the small farmer time and time again, whether it's cotton or corn or soybeans or whatever it is. The small farmer has been very, very screwed. And a lot of these people are now what we call terrorists, because they've lost their farms. They have no way of feeding their family. And so they become part of organizations that are fanatical because they don't know what else to do.
Yeah, in Mexico, they'll just let you go die in Mexico City, just die in your hut. No welfare system. And it's just hellish. Well, the new book's coming out, and we're going to interview you the day after it comes out, November 11th. Coming up in a month and a half or so. John Perkins, best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It was great having you on. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
My pleasure, Alex. Keep up your good work.
You too. Appreciate you being on with us. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and visit the video and bookstore for all my books and films at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to Lee and Steve and others to take some calls. I got to reset here. Ready to go over media propaganda. Again, I say I'm frustrated. There's no way to cover it all. The federal government in the last 6-7 years in Australia, in England, in Germany, in Canada, in the U.S., because our federal government is run by the same big think tanks, the same Council on Foreign Relations that every nation has. Every Western nation has a Council on Foreign Relations roundtable group that is the real government. And they even brag about it. I mean, I played clips of Hillary and others admitting it on TV. I mean, these are some arrogant bastards. And so when I see a headline, state law changes way police draws blood from suspected drunk drivers. When I see an article like that, I know the whole background of this. The average person, I'm not saying I'm smart, I study this. The average person goes, oh. So see, we've had police taking blood illegally from people so long that now they get to frame the articles about, oh, we're changing the way we take your blood now. And this is so invasive. It's totally federal. It's international. It's about training you to submit for global DNA databases. I'm going to break it down at the 20 after. Then I'm getting into the CNN fake newscast video. You don't want to miss it. We'll go over the audio on air for the radio audience for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It'll be particularly revealing. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Lee in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I was hoping to get some perspective from John there, but I'm sorry I missed him. But I've actually been a listener for years. I've been, you know, aware of the agenda for about 10 years. I'm 25 years old, a veteran of the United States Navy, and I'm actually happy to be out of uniform now and be able to speak and actually have a voice for the people and myself and my family. And I actually run a website, the Freedom Informant Network. We kind of spawned out of YouTube. It's a patriot community. And you've been talking a lot lately, you know, how do we address the swine flu pandemic issues, you know, all the threats that we're facing here rather soon. And it actually was an idea I had last week when we, you know, expanded on the idea, launched some videos, put the information on the website to launch a global campaign for 9/11/09. And I apologize, I don't speak on the radio often, so my nerves are getting to me here. But
all right.
9/11/09 rocked the planet. We're trying to rally people across the world, every city, every town across the nation and the world, get the people in the streets. We've seen a rise of interest, and with that interest, we've also seen hijacking by the media and demonization of the media, and we like to get the people out there at a simultaneous time, starting noon Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and get the people in the streets. And I believe that, especially considering the interest that we've had lately, globally, people have been hitting our site like crazy. And
right, that's good. That's exciting. Send me some info on it. Look, I'm calling on everybody to start their own websites, start their own groups, and promote it. And even with my huge audience, I'm not trying to launch some simultaneous or organized, coordinated thing. What's had success? Our poster contest. People are emailing, calling, videos. The Joker posters, the contest is over, but it's only intensifying with InfoWars.com. Then they come to InfoWars.com. They find out the truth. I've launched a new week and a half, because it's not this week, but coming up next Friday is the deadline. A new prize, a new poster revolution, where it's whatever message you want. In fact, I'll briefly talk about that when we get back. And yes, we're promoting 9/11 truth. We are change. Other groups, all the groups, it's good. Everybody go out, do something, be heard, be involved. That's the one thing I disagreed with Perkins on big time earlier, was that people are anti-health care, that's all staged. But see, he comes from a left perspective. We'll be right back.
There's a guy named... This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got one of the headlines up at PrisonPlanet.com. Authorities prepare to seize kids during swine flu pandemic. That's up at PrisonPlanet.com. We broke this back on August 6th. It's finally gotten some attention. Paul Watson's written a more detailed article now up at PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to InfoWars.com, you can click on a big banner halfway down. It says the Poster Revolution. And we'll put that up on screen for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv in a moment. And it goes over the new poster revolution. InfoWars is launching a new contest. Let me read that to folks. InfoWars is launching a new political poster contest following the viral success of the Obama Joker campaign. The posters can be related to any subject you like, whether it be swine flu vaccine, fluoride in the water, police brutality, genetically modified food, or the man-made global warming hoax. Pick any issue you like, make a poster, and then film yourself posting it in public and upload the video to YouTube or similar website. Posters should be posted in public commons with other flyers, public announcements, handbills, etc. are posted. Please do not post on federal property, as this will be considered vandalism, and they'll get to ninny around and whine and cry to themselves, and will be counterproductive and diminish the message because the criminals that run things will pose as victims. The poster must include InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com somewhere on the design. Prizes will be given to first and second and third place winners. The most dynamic, hard-hitting artist entries will take the prize. 1,000 first place, 500 second place, third place 200. Send your poster artwork to contest@InfoWars.com. Post on the web and send us the address. The contest runs for 2 weeks from Friday, August 21st until Friday, September 4th. YouTube's the best place to post it as a video. Very, very easy. And we're also going on this page to have a link to a page that has a different poster art up there. Janae Meadows, our great graphics lady, one of our great graphics people, she made a great one, a kind of a variant of the David Dees snake with fangs dealing with the flu. Let's go ahead and get that posted and ask Kurt Nimmo to get ask Derek to have Nimmo post that. Saw those this morning. And you can also see the winners there. San Francisco Bay Area, first place. Wall Street, number two. Minnesota, number three. And I was supposed to do an honorable mention. I forgot to do that. People reminded me that artwork's around here somewhere. I put a Hitler mustache on the Obama poster. Really, it was a joke, but I guess I said I would be honorable mention, so I better mail that out to somebody, that original Alex Jones artwork. Pretty ridiculous. But the whole issue here is there is now other TV stations saying it's a hate crime and I should be arrested and that talking bad about Obama is a crime. We have those videos linked up on PrisonPlanet.com. Steve Watson's done a story. And anybody who ever doubted these hate crimes legislation, that they really do plan with the cyberbullying and the rest of it to arrest you for your speech, here's the proof. I mean, these people mean business. And so we stand up to them and say no to them or it's over. And a lot of you have all these great ideas. You know, a Joker picture of Obama with two injectors under him, two needles under him, like a skull and crossbones, with him wearing the old-fashioned doctor mirror. You know, the doctor light on his head. That'd be good. A Joker with that on his head, with two syringes under him as an axe. My uncle called. He's a good graphics guy in his own right. I mean, as a hobby, but he's a great artist. He ought to make that poster and send it to me. We'd get it up. But the point is, there's a lot of different ideas. We'll get them all up on the site, but regardless, get them up on YouTube. And the idea now is, everybody saw, I figured we could make this poster big because of the iconic imagery. But people said, hey, I got a better idea. Great. Let us see your idea. Put it out. Get it out there. With InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, either or both, on the image, that's the only rule. Please try to stick to your local rules and laws. Whatever, First Amendment, get out there, do it. I want to start seeing these on YouTube. We want to start posting them. And we need to create, I guess, a master page that has the old Obama contest winners, the new ones that are coming in. Who made this? Yeah. Douglas in our office made this, but obviously he can't win. It's Obama as Hitler, Mein Kampf. And he's not our God. The mere fact they're saying that it's illegal to criticize him now and that it's hate speech and I should be arrested is the whole reason we're doing this. I never did this with Bush because people were making him a monkey and making him a Nazi and making him Hitler and making him a vampire and a goblin and a joker, and nobody ever said it was illegal. I was no fan of Bush, and we lampooned him. But when they said 3 weeks ago it's illegal, we need to arrest whoever's criticizing the president, I said, okay, let's go big time with this. So, yeah, let's post this one, too. Let's give this to Kurt to post along with the no vaccine kills posters. Just ideas. And we're not saying post ours in the contest. It needs to be yours. We're just putting examples up. And I'm reading the comments from Texas. I'm reading the comments from New York. I'm reading the comments everywhere where they're saying arrest people in the news. Everybody's commenting saying, are you kidding? I'm going to do this 10 times more, or I'm going to go out and, you know, with solidarity with the culprit. I mean, whatever. Just let them know you don't want the socialist health care. Let them know you don't want cap and trade. Let them know you don't want their new world order. Let them know. Let them know that we don't want their chemtrails. I mean, let's just get it going here. Let's take another call, and I'm going to get into all these video clips that are coming up. Alistair in Connecticut, you're on the air. Then Earl.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
Hey, thanks so much for all the work you've been doing. I mean, I've been listening to you for over a course of a few years, but more recently in the last, you know, eight or nine months, and I just want to thank you for all the, you know, great
thank
information
you.
That you're putting out there and really getting the word out to so many people. And, you know, I've taken a lot of your advice and a lot of my own ideas, and I've gone right ahead and tried to, you know, get more people involved and understand the issues, because for the most part, people out there, they're just not in tune with what's actually going on. I mean, they're completely under the spell of the media and being manipulated into all sorts of different horrible things, which you talk about all the time. And, I mean, what you do is just is a real great service. And, you know, want to thank you. And as far as, like, you know, websites and things that people have going on out there, for the word, I mean, it is hard to sift through so much information. If you don't mind, I'd like to plug one site that I'm involved with.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my father's actually an author, and he has been writing books on the issues in which that you speak about in many cases for a number of years now. And the site is A and then the number 2Z and then the word publications.com. So A2Z publications.
No, I got it. Listen, I appreciate your call. Look, I like people doing plugs, but those are the diehard callers. And then every caller, it's just a plug. And then it's not ever about the issues, or it's all, and they always thank me. What I like is somebody talking about an issue, a news story. Yeah, look at how they're going to take our blood at checkpoints now. And then, oh, by the way, here's my website. But great, man. That's good, Alistair. I appreciate your call. Earl in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I had sent you a flyer that I received from a friend of mine about the H1N1 virus. They were having a meeting in Washington, D.C., and they were trying to educate people on it. The only education they need to know is that I will not stand for my daughter or any of my family to have this shot. That's the only education they need to know about it.
That's right. In these federal training manuals and documents, forced inoculation, quarantines, lockdowns of cities, taking your children from you, and even if they don't get away with it this time, if we fight them hard, it's about testing federal, and then the feds are under UN control, under level 6. So it's all about drilling everybody to accept this and all about federalization. But all we can do is continue to expose them. The good news is their plan to fear-monger and hype everybody into taking these shots isn't going well.
Well, I've already told my 16-year-old daughter if they try and force her to take this vaccine at her school, she is not to take it. She is to call me, and then I will report right straight to the principal.
Well, that's good. But again, a lot of this is the system has been brainwashing and saying it's the law, you've got to take shots for school. And then now I notice the news is having to say at the bottom of the article, unless you get a waiver. See, before they wouldn't even say that. So we're forcing these criminals out into the open now and exposing what they've been doing. I mean, even if you're for being injected with hundreds of different shots a year, the point is that they shouldn't lie about it and say it's the law. Now, under pandemic, they're trying to have a vaccine that actually is the law. But they've had laws, you know, saying black people weren't humans. So you don't have to follow a law that is unconstitutional and criminal. I mean, they could say you've got to lick police boots. It's the law. You don't have to lick their boots. Anybody that tries to stick their boot in your mouth, well, you can stand up against them. And that's the essence of this. But it's good to hear from you, Earl. Chris in Ohio. Well, we got to go to break. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back, get into this newscast about the police forcibly taking your blood all around the country and the world, but right here where I live in Austin. And see, it's about now, oh, you're not going to give me blood, I'm going to taser you. And they've already had court rulings where you don't roll your sleeve up, they taser you as torture, paying compliance till you do it. And everybody's going to have their blood taken. This is getting you ready under the executive order signed by Clinton. It's in my first film, made in 97. They already have it on the books to forcibly take blood, urine, and other tissue samples when you get a driver's license. It's all part of the new World ID DNA biometric database. That's what this is all about. Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
I'm ready for it. Well, here it's fine.
the world in the last 6-7 years. I've seen the British governments where it started, then Canada, then the U.S. Federal governments, all under international standardization, want your blood. And in England, they're honest about it. They said, we're going to start taking tissue swabs out of the cheek. Those are some of the largest and easiest to remove DNA samples. So if you're stopped for speeding or for questioning, in England, they randomly take your DNA. They're now doing it on street corners. They have mobile vans. They just snatch you and pull you in. No judge, no jury. They're getting rid of Magna Carta, getting rid of due process. Now, all over the United States, and we've had Police Chief Art Acevedo in the seat. He admits, most police chiefs laugh at this because they know the Constitution, Bill of Rights. He admits it's a federal grant. The feds are paying to have the local police with these fake warrants, and we've had the head of the Texas Bar on, and we've had judges on. It's on record. It's these fake master warrants the judge swears out. They're a fraud. And at mobile vans, mobile RVs, they take your blood on the side of the highway. Now, I would tell people about this 6 years ago in Phoenix and in Denver, and I'd have the news articles, and people couldn't believe it. I used to get calls. You're a lot. It would just be radio. I'd say, here's the Denver Post. Here's the Phoenix. You know, here's the Tucson Star. People didn't believe it. That's how in denial people were 5 years ago. Now they go, oh, yeah, it's good. Take my blood at checkpoints. So it gets worse and worse and worse. And now they're just saying, well, let's go ahead and play the news. See, first they started, now they're expanding it. And because it was illegal, the state's trying to weigh in to make it legal. Kind of like, oh, warrantless wiretapping's illegal, but we're going to pass a law federally so it'll be legal. It's still a load of crap. You can pass a law saying we've all got to pull plowshares and you can beat us on the back with cat or nine tails. It's a fraud. You can pass a law saying there's no Second Amendment. It's a fraud. You understand that? That's what the Declaration of Independence says, punks. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Our top story here on the Nightbeat. A little-known law which goes into effect in less than 2 weeks will allow a lot more blood draws across Texas. The Nightbeat's Shelton Green is live on North Mopac with details. Shelton?
Tyler, starting September the 1st, police across Texas won't need a search warrant to draw blood from people involved in one of three situations after a crash. Number one, if you injure someone in that crash, or number two, if you have prior DWIs, or number three, if you have a child in your car at the time of the crash. So in other words, blood...
That's how tyranny works. See... First, the feds say, we're going to pay you to do these with fake warrants, master rubber stamp warrants, just a master warrant. Just like with the national wiretapping. Then they just go, you know what? It's for children. We're getting rid of all of it. See, oh, it's for the children. Meanwhile, they admit texting while driving is twice as bad as drinking while driving. But don't worry, they're going to arrest you for that, too. They want to stick stuff in your body. They want the precedent because they're eugenicists. They're already putting it in your water. White House science czar admits it. Eco-science, all these other government documents. This is so anti-American. But it's all the nanny state. It's all for your own good. Yeah, like the government ships the heroin and cocaine in for our own good and has put 20% of school kids on Prozac and Ritalin for their own good. Shut up! I'm sick of your crap! And let me tell you something. Don't ever try to stick a needle in me. I can't put up with your Nazi bull anymore. Can you imagine some black and white movie where Nazis are drawing blood in Germany? Oh, that would be too extreme. Not even Nazis would do that. No, only the fake America would do that. Here it is. Finish it.
Draw blood from people involved in one of three situations after a crash. Number one, if you injure someone in that crash, or number two, if you have prior DWIs, or number three, if you have a child in your car at the time of the crash. So in other words, blood can be drawn even if you're not suspected of driving drunk.
This was sick and tired of a Texas law that allowed the defendant to destroy the very evidence we needed to protect society.
So you got two drinks today, and that's it. What did you have to drink?
Head pause.
John Bradley.
And they use, of course, Williamson County, who's the most thuggish, like Boss Hogville, but worse, to say it's okay. And then meanwhile, they'll show you a drunk like it's all right. This is all about tyranny. I mean, I now have the local newspapers where I live saying I need to be arrested for people not for putting the signs up, that it should be illegal, that I criticized our God, our Savior, Barack Obama. I mean, do you see how once they do this, it's all over? But in England, they're honest. This is about DNA databases. Let me tell you something. Is a newborn baby suspected of drunk driving or wrecking a car? Because for 36 years at birth in the Western world, under a UN mandate, blood is taken secretly at birth and put in a world DNA database, and that's now been declassified and been in all the local papers. This has nothing to do with security. It's about killing you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Plant Plus edible food plants that grow on Earth. No other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Coming up in the last segment, I wanted to play a clip from a film in the 70s called Zero Population. And we're doing research. It's the same name, but we're not sure it was the same person. But it looks like Paul R. Ehrlich was involved in making it. The actual people. And we found out these guys are like master planners of everything in our life, basically. That's why we got Jay Rockefeller on video worshiping Holdren. Okay. I'm going to cover this now. I'm going to cover this right now. When you watch CNN, and it's so slick, and they've got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on, almost nightly now explaining how great the Afghan war is, and everything is so slick and high def. You have to understand that 20, 30, 40 years ago, the establishment was making news reporters behave as actors, but now they've just gotten rid of the journalist and replaced them with actors posing as journalists. You understand? So when you go back to 1991 and the start of the Gulf War, and we've got great reports on this from a few years ago at PrisonPlanet.com. I saw another good report from the Tonka Report. We'll put that up on screen right here. CNN Charles Jacko in Saudi Arabia. During the 91 Gulf War, CNN broadcast fake coverage from studios in Saudi Arabia. Viewers suspected nothing. And I remember watching this. I was glued to CNN at my friends' houses and at my girlfriend's house growing up in Dallas. That was right before I moved to Austin. And I remember in high school, just American flag on my car, yellow ribbons on the house, just totally into it. And you see CNN's Charles Jacko joke off camera about the hoax they were playing. Don't think for a moment they've stopped doing this. One only has to watch this clip to understand how a global media giant like CNN can fool not just a population, but the entire planet. And I was in the comment section of InfoWars last night reading some comments, because I always get good tips, and somebody was in there asking me, Alex, why haven't you covered this? We actually broke this in the late 1990s. I was sent the footage reportedly by somebody at CNN, and it was sent to me in beta tape. I had to get it transferred locally. We aired this in 1997, maybe it was 98. Somewhere that report is out there. Again, I have three storage buildings full of the, I used to do three, four TV shows, depending on which week it was a week. But I did this, but we also have a tape somewhere. Maybe somebody can, I couldn't find it last night. Maybe somebody can mail it. I know it was on PBS on some stations where Dan Rather did fake newscast even before Desert Shield. And then during Desert Shield and Desert Storm from CBS Broadcast Center, there's fake reports. I mean, there's so many of these, I can't even keep. We didn't break that. I remember using clips of that as well, though. So, yes, I know about this. I broke it. I know all about it. Now, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention, because you think about how ridiculous this is 18 years ago, 18 years into the beginning of the siege on Iraq and the at least 3 million dead total. In the last 6.5 years of liberation, it's 1,300,000 conservatively, but it's upwards of 3 million. Lancet Journal and other prestigious organizations that are nonpartisan have come up with that. So there's a bunch of these clips. And if you just Google, for those listening on the radio, want to see these, I got Watson doing another blurb report, kind of condensing our older reports on this and some of the things people posted on Prison Planet. Like I said, the Tonka report's pretty good on this. There's a whole bunch of these videos. And there's him going, we're being hit. There's Scuds coming in. Oh, my God. And then later they're joking, you know, about how they're going to pose and act like they're afraid of sarin nerve gas, which Saddam didn't fire. And then they do this whole thing where they pose, and you see him in his ear getting the order. She's going, do you have your gas mask? And he's going, I don't have the report. Then he hears it, and then they do this stage thing where one puts on a helmet and the other guy puts on the gas mask, and they're actually laughing like 10-year-olds in a elementary school fifth grade play. Now, that's because these are journalists being forced to be actors. And then I remember in 2000 it came out, even in the Washington Post, which is the pot calling the kettle black, and WorldNet Daily as well, reporting that CNN admittedly has CIA writing the news. In fact, you can just Google that. We'll do that later. So here is some of these clips. The point is that here's a shot where one of the reporters, has a helmet on. The other guy does this fake thing where he's scared and does a fake panic, putting a gas mask on. You see him trying to not laugh. But the reason I'm going to play this is, you see this today, and it's ridiculous. But I remember seeing them re-air it, the fear. I don't know if it was live or not. I remember seeing them. Oh, my God, it's so scary. They're putting gas masks on. And this was big news. I'm sure you all remember it as well, if you were, you know, old enough to remember it at the time, 18 years ago, because it was, my God, the missiles are coming in. They're scared. They've got masks on. Because we didn't know to not trust the media then. Now it's Anderson Cooper, glowing screens, high def, totally slick. And it's scary, folks. So there's a whole bunch of these clips. Let's play the one first where the reporter is talking to him and going to him. Then we'll play some of the live satellite feeds that were going over satellites that news people could pick up but that weren't on TV. Where in between this, he's doing duck imitations of Donald Duck and screwing around and smoking cigarettes and laughing and playing with the ponytails of cameramen. And then 5 minutes later, oh, my gosh, we're being hit. Here it is. Let's play one of the clips.
You need to take cover. I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able to take a question, did you think that the possible threat would be over because it is now morning there? It's what, just after 6 o'clock in the morning?
The whole thing is everyone assumed that the threat would be over because it was early morning. But the thing about Saddam Hussein is that he has never done the expected. And right now we have, once again.
Now, this is what actually aired on CNN. The footage you're seeing. And for radio listeners, it's a split screen. The woman in CNN Center Atlanta next to the reporter Charles Jacko. Okay. And they got fake palm trees. They got a blue screen behind him so they can project, you know, city, the image of the city behind him during daytime shots. This is a nighttime shot. Then we have the raw satellite feeds where there's none of that. And where he is laughing and joking, and it's all ridiculous. Let's go back to the clip.
An apparent attack, although we can't say what the outgoing missiles hit, at approximately 20 after 7 in the morning Saudi Arabian time. All the other attacks have occurred from 10 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning. This is the first one to take place in eastern Saudi Arabia during the daylight hours. Now, that sound you hear behind me is the... Hotel
Richard Thicker.
It's not the national by afternoon.
So, head pause.
People are looking.
Right there, he screwed up and admitted they were in a hotel basement. So they click and put some feeds over it so they can tell him, shut up, stop it. You know, because these guys, this is one of the first times they've got them flat out acting. Because they're like, look, we've got to have it like you're really there. He's really in a soundstage somewhere. So let's continue. And then he gets the other reporter up, and they do this. He goes, you're seeing it the order. He goes, okay, you're saying put my gas mask on. She's like, yes, put your gas mask on. And he waits a minute, and he goes, oh, I'm scared. I thought I should. He's there taking the orders. I mean, this is a 10-year-old could have done better acting than this, okay? But the guy should be a comedian. He's got natural comic genius. Let's go back to the fake newscast. Here it is.
Oh, Richard Thicker.
It's not the national by afternoon. So people are looking up in the skies, scanning the skies to see what they can see. Do we see much of anything out there? Can we see much of anything? Okay, well, apparently there was some word of outgoing. Again, we cannot be specific about the direction. All right, we are now led to understand that there are also firings in another city in Saudi Arabia. CNN's Carl Rochelle is here with me. He just came up. Carl, I know we can't be very specific given these restrictions, but within those parameters, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, I didn't see anything hit. I looked very almost straight above us.
Hit pause.
Vapor trail coming from.
Now they've got fake alarms going in the soundstage. And now they're going to tell him, okay, put your gas mask on. And then he gets the orders that you can't hear and then does the staged freak out in a minute. One guy puts a helmet on, the other a mask. I mean, this is Laurel and Hardy level. Now it's all glistening, scientific, perfect outfits, reading off teleprompters, videos in the background to distract you, switch you into a subconscious mode. They're doing all of this, okay? And we admit we're now doing that to try to deprogram people and actually reach through the programming to people in their subconscious state. All of this stuff is not for people that are conscious. This is for subconscious people. Because you can't get to someone who's hypnotized. We're now learning the enemy's operations without going in through the same door the enemy went in to then unlock them. And then we tell you what we're doing. And this isn't anything like seven screens behind us with different images on them. This is just enough to try to get to the people. But anyway, side issue. Let's continue back with the just bumbling CIA operation where they're using regular reporters that are laughing and joking and can't believe they've been told to do this. And you could see them suppressing laughing over and over again. And then finally, they cut from live and they're just like, oh, God, it's ridiculous. All right, anyways, let's go back to it. Here it is.
It looks like it might have been an explosion of crowd. The white city.
I mean, this, I wish radio audience could see this. Person on TV.
My apologies, sir. He's putting on a gas mask. There hasn't
Man, I love live television.
Here, we could tell. You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaust going off. Missiles usually rocket a cordite, some sort of.
Now, again, they're not on a rooftop.
I just heard a little thump just then, but I have to apologize for that. I caught a whiff of something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced military experience than I am, but it might have been a little gas from the rocket exhaust.
I mean, they got a fake alarm going on.
Just in case. And again, you. You run to get down here. You, in my case, jumped out of bed hearing the air raid warning go off.
Okay, that's enough. Now, let's go to other videos of him where they're admitting it's a joke off air. Okay, this is the same day, and there's another video of the next day, but there's a whole bunch of them I sent you. Just start playing them. Here's another one. Here he is.
Well, Cheryl, it was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now. The Saudi military says there were two incoming Scud missiles intercepted by Patriot missiles arcing into the night sky over the Saudi capital. However, after the intercepts, eyewitnesses reported some
graffiti on it.
All right, hit pause.
Yeah, the sirens
hit pause. I'm going to explain what we're doing. Okay, he babbles for a while. This is a raw feed. It's why you don't see any CNN marks on it. And back in the old days, well, still with some older satellite systems, you can sit there and watch live, raw news feeds. So he was live, but the feed, they keep the feed open. He's just no longer on TV, and now the screwing around starts. Here's the complete, absolute joking around. Here it is.
You can take a look out right now. Hi, Atlanta. We're about to have a short course in missile identification. This is a Scud. You can tell it by its distinctive label. Now, when the missile is launched, the first thing you look for is the plume sticking out behind it. Now, when you detect this, you can tell it's been launched. Thank you.
See the graffiti on it?
Yeah, show me graffiti.
Larry King, show or bust. Look at this.
Look
at this. Look at this shit. Look at this.
Believe that.
The top 10 things about Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Maybe we could shorten the list to five.
Oh, God. Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
Je suis un journaliste américain.
Wolf.
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 Oh, I love this country so much.
You guys just don't have a clue.
Well, Cheryl, it was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia, where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
there was
that's
no
enough.
Problem. Now, let me just
you could just Google the term CNN fake newscast Gulf War, and there's hundreds of them. I mean, probably 20, 30 different ones, but they're all repeated over and over again. So it's an indeterminate amount. Scores of pages of them. I mean, you can just go there and they're just everywhere. On YouTube, everywhere else. What I want somebody to find, because I know we have this, I know it aired on PBS in Austin, because I taped it, later played clips on my local access show, but it wasn't a national PBS show, it aired here and there, with Dan Rather doing fake bombing raids and fake drills about what Saddam was going to do. It's even worse than what we just showed you. Now, that in mind, think about how slick CNN is now. We'll punch CNN up on screen. Now look at how slick it is and all the distractions and all the high-tech look. And that's nothing. You watch shows like Anderson Cooper. You watch The Situation Room. I mean, it's glistening, monitors, 3D, just everything to make it look credible. And instead of using corny journalists to pose as actors, they now have slick actors posing as journalists. And that's it. And it goes on Fox News as well. That's all this crap is. And it's a big joke to them. And there are people reading off a teleprompter, just like Barack Obama is not a good speaker without his teleprompter. Bush isn't a good speaker with it or without it. It's fake. It's an image. It's a corporate image they're selling you. You better get to the real issues that actually affect everybody. Did Aaron bring in that zero population growth video yet? Okay, we're going to play this when we come back in the final segment. Like, let's go out with a clip of this and then come back with it. We'll just play some of the zero population growth in the background. We don't have time. Now, here they are exterminating people because the atmosphere is screwed up.
This announcement will bring you the result of the deliberations of the World Federation Council.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
My fellow citizens.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm going to play this again tomorrow and comment on it properly. But we're going to play it here in a moment. But going back briefly to the CNN, I asked the crew what they thought of it. They just said, look, hokey, ridiculous, crazy. Exactly. That was the low-tech disinformation and propaganda and acting and fake news. Now look at the science in 18 years they've brought it to. Literally hypnotizing, mesmerizing. And the ads are all about police pulling you over, and the guy's got a motorcycle helmet full of beer, and everybody's guilty. And I mean, it's just, it's all about training you how to be a slave and how the government cares, and they do all this because they care. No, they don't care about you. Now, this book, this government textbook by the White House science czar, calls for a planetary federation, a planetary government to carry out the orderly extermination of the population and a zero population growth minimum. And then it turns out the very same people involved in this were involved in writing movies like Zero Population Growth. Here it is.
My fellow citizens, it is with a heavy heart that I bring you the findings of the council. After deliberating in continuous session for the last 4 months in unceasing efforts to find a solution to the devastating problem of overpopulation threatening to destroy what remains of our planet, the World Federation Council has considered and rejected all halfway measures advanced by the various regional scientific congresses. We have also rejected proposals for selective euthanasia and mass sterilization. Knowing the sacrifices that our decision will entail, the World Council has nevertheless reached a unanimous decision. We join with all other nations of the world in the following edict. Childbearing is herewith forbidden. The conception of a child shall be the gravest of crimes, punishable by death. Women now pregnant will report to local hospitals for registration.
Electronic imprint is fine.
John Graham, 7734575.
Handle it gently. You won't be seeing any more of these for 30 years.
Welcome to Babyland. This is the first day of the rest of your lives. The proud parents of your own little boy or little girl. Today, your lives will change.
After all, we've had 8 years to improve on the original model. At the time of the edict, they were hardly more than toys. Ah, they're designed to go through the whole range of childhood diseases. Nothing serious, just enough to keep mother constantly on her toes. Do you have a name for her? We need a name so we can program her.
Bonnie. After my mother.
Bonnie.
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 Baby! Baby! All right, that's enough of this evil. And they kill your kid and kill you if they catch you having kids. Now, this is what they're really planning. And they said we can sell people that we're losing our atmosphere or having an ice age. Then by the 70s, they said, no, we'll say it's global warming. They admit it's all made up. They just want to reduce the population because they're control freaks. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you all for joining us today. And don't forget, in this fight against the globalists and their predictive programming, that's what that is. All these science fiction movies saying you got to have a license to have kids or you can't have any kids or Logan's Run. It's all admittedly to condition you to where now when you talk to the average person, they go, yeah, there are too many people. We do need to license parents. But license their kids? No. Don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. We need your support now more than ever. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with John Perkins. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.